This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The UK's first ever hip-hop talk show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
What up, people? It's Black Milk. Shouting out Sarah Love. Y'all checking out Mice Diggy. Y'all know what it is. Detroit, what up? Peace.
He got a bit confused when I told Black Milk that asked Black Milk for a drop.
Yeah, I can imagine, man. It's not something you hear very often, is it? And that's why that is the name, Mother Lovers.
Ooh, welcome to the show. It's FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, is in the building.
And you know, first of all, we have to send a massive shout out and big up to the man, Ian Bolesworth.
Big up to Bolesworthy, MC Bolesworthy.
MC Bolesworthy has been up in the place for the last 2 hours taking care of you. Remember, you can listen back to all FUBAR shows on the website. Last week on this show, we had a lovely open mic with Tej.
Yeah, man. Tej came down all the way from Wales to like...
I love that.
Yeah, he showed a lot of love, man.
Tej told us he woke up at 2 a.m. to get the Megabus down to the studio.
Busy, man.
Go on, Tej.
That's some real. That's what you call a real MC, man, who puts in that work. There's a whole side of everybody wants to be an MC because of what they see on the TV or, you know, on YouTube or on the internet and whatnot. They see the glamorous side. Mm. They don't see the side of no sleep, of constant traveling, you know, hard graft.
What it really takes.
Yeah, the times when the barber's not around and you haven't got a fresh haircut.
But you just got to finesse that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Tej was on it, man. Yeah. And also, we popped Tej's Radio Cherry.
Cherry, yeah. Careful there. People might get the wrong idea about this.
So if you missed out on that, definitely hit up the page, foobarradio.com/hiphop. Every week we bring you so much goodness. I'm sorry, my show gave me a free teller just before we got on air and now I'm like trying to finish this. Sorry, I'm having like a sugar rush as well. But today we have an amazing show coming up for you yet again. Dabla is going to be live in the studio.
Dabla. Not yet again, because obviously, yet again,
yet we again, have a great show.
Yeah, a great show. But Dabla, this is his first time coming up, so this will be wicked. Dabla coming through.
We got your investigation, Mice.
Yes, of course, an investigation, a very important one, because, you know, I hear people talking, I see people talking about this and that, just throwing certain words out there, you know, all willy-nilly. I think we need to bring it back to reality. So check out the investigation later on in the show, Mother Lovers.
It's sounding quite inspirational as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, I just think, you know, it's time to... It's almost a big up to everyone who's ever done anything like this.
And, of course, we've got you our weekly open mic on the way too. Yep. And brand new music as well. Last week, I did mean to play you that brand new capo, but I didn't manage. Because, you know, there's so much happening in the show. Digress. Sometimes that's just the way... Yeah, we digress.
The show is sponsored by natural digression.
Yeah, natural digression up in this piece. And I've got to hear that Alchemist Rock Wealthy joint again. I'm sorry, boy. I've just been hooked on that. And we want to hear from you guys because we love you so much and this show is all about you. Yep. So hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com and you can find us on Twitter as well. That's at FUBAR Radio. I'm at DJ Sarah Love and you can find twitter.com/MiceDiggy. Get in touch. And I've got a big up coming up for you right after this.
Yeah. Hey yo, I've been on my raw shit, my all shit, my killer toss shit. With the plane gang, boomerang tosses. Fantastic forces, flowing like faucets. A bunch of FUs, abusing artists. All this is Optimus forming. Competition is boring, yawning. Y'all in no position to forget your mittens when the finger's in the oven. Think of Dan Glovin, racist ass male with the standard head hunting. Damn it, I be bugging, pandemonium loving. Plan to blow above them. Yeah, plain gang, the team who you respect. We stay above the clouds like Preem, Guru, and Deck. I brutalize you little guys that's new to the set. Unless you're true to the vets, this is how crucial it gets. We giving hip-hop protection like the feudalist set. And in return, all we ask is come through and respect. The message that the song is meant to give. I'm with my city's strongest representatives. Yeah. Infinity bars, how long we're meant to live. Immortal techniques, we're born to let our reps speak. You know how the story go, the ageless primordial champs you can't handle here. Dropping jewels on you like a chandelier. The quiet killer like a panda bear.
Playing gang, maintain the bang bang. Gold chain gang, spit slang, the spit game. It's whip flames, with fangs, vampire shit here. Scary story, campfire shit. You turned up, I don't get that high. No style, sky miles, you don't get that fly. You a wild card, you don't get that by. I'm a stand up dude, you a sit down guy. Edo's the nigga for it. Ill 16s with ill chorus, giving rappers all rigor mortis. The hair against the tortoise, we restore this. Carry torches, build in a fortress. Passport T, playing gang T. First things first, free wise, the PIMP. Thank God for my necklace, and thank God for giving me the heart to protect it. I'm reckless, big tip grabber, big tip lever, bedroom bully, hotel thrasher. Fuck them till they gasping like I ain't got asthma. Gonna be needed after this thrashing. Me, I'm on my second passport. The first one's a wrap. More stamps than the post office. Stop it. Rolled up so high to the TSA. They said, where you flying, sir? I said, I'm up in LA.
Representing for the East Coast.
Acrobatic.
L-O-G.
Terminology.
The grind don't stop.
Aim for the sky.
The grind don't stop.
Aim for the sky.
Yeah. Eastern Standard Time. Got the people all standing in line. Just to see skills, I'm brandishing mine. All the knockoffs are vanishing time. Over the banister, they fall short like Tyrion Lannister.
Game of Thrones chance with the ass whooping for amateurs. In a foreign land with the band of lyrical bandits. A view this panoramic of banners. Nobody can handle us, we animals. The Eastern Standard slang is the beat bang.
Edo, terminology, my mama proud of me. Rex act, then my dudes solidly. Now follow me, my balls hang no skinnies. Y'all stepping over dollars to make pennies.
I hit the stage with the greatest performance you ever seen. Army fatigues, but you can never call me fatigue. You know the breath control is so cold. Follow the flow, that's why we the greatest, that's unknown.
Representing for the East Coast.
Acrobatic,
L-O-G.
Terminology.
The grind don't stop. Grind don't stop.
Aim for the sky.
Representing for the East Coast.
Acrobatic. L-O-G. Terminology.
The grind don't stop.
Aim for the sky.
The grind don't stop.
Aim for the sky.
Yes.
Powerful.
Loving that. Sending that one out to one of our favourites, Cy Philly, because he was like kind of threatening me. He's like, you better rewind that song, Sarah. So that one's just for you. But yeah, that
shout
was Rex.
Cy Philly, boy.
Plain Gang is the name of the track, taken from his album, The Greatest X. That track is featuring Acrobatic, Terminology, and Edo G. Rex and Edo G and Artifacts are performing this Saturday in London.
That's this
Mice!
This shit,
oh,
I can't believe that. It's
come
this
on,
Saturday.
Yeah.
I thought it was Friday.
It's the 23rd.
Yeah.
So no, but that's going to be wicked. And the album is really dope as well. So definitely check that out. You're tuning into Fubar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy. And this is the hip hop show where we bring you exactly what you need, mother lovers, right here, Mondays 4 till 6.
And we're taking care of you for the next couple hours with another jam-packed show. And we also, we like to start the show off on the right tip, you know, and spread the positivity. Because I get upset when I hear people being real Debbie Downers, because I just think there's so much to feel good about in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why on this show we have a very important section which we call
Big Up, Big Up.
Yep. And that's where we highlight people doing good things in the world. And I'm quite impressed actually, Mice, because I'm getting to a point where I'm having too many things to fit into the Big Up each week.
Yeah, it's getting like that. I think, you know what it is? Positivity breeds positivity. So the more we're putting this out there, the more you people are hearing it, the more you people are spreading the good word of positivity, the more the world can change. Hopefully so.
Yes, that's the agenda anyway. And this week, you know, it was like I was hooked to the Olympics. And this week, we've already had the closing ceremony of the Paralympics.
Crazy, isn't it?
And we finished second in the medal table. What's going on, man?
Wow. It must be, the lack of the high level of steroid detection that's been going on with the Olympics, no?
Something's going on. 147 medals in total Team GB got.
What, that's Paralympics and standard?
No, that's just the Paralympics.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're gangstering it up. Yeah, man, I think China crazy. Was. I didn't even bother look at the other people position. Yeah. I was like, "Where's the UK at?" Yeah, it was an amazing event, and just so pleased to see the turnout, because I think at first they were concerned that people, you know, there weren't many tickets sold and all this sort of thing. And at the same time, I was just so heartbroken when you're actually hearing the stories of some of these athletes, where, you know, a lot of these people are veterans.
And that's why
they're like paraplegic, quadriplegic, and stuff like this. And then, you know, also inspired to hear these people saying, oh, I saw so-and-so's performance in the London Paralympics, and that just inspired me to start competing. And now they've won medals.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And there was this dope dude, Egyptian guy, table tennis player. Guy has no arms, and he serves with his foot, and he holds the bat in his mouth.
Serious?
And he was competing.
Wow, that's
smacked
crazy,
it, bro. Yeah, killing it. I'm sorry.
Superhumans.
And also, I do love the Paralympics as well, because they use a Public Enemy song on for their theme tune on Channel 4.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then they started that in the London Olympics. And because, well, because that
is
song
it
was
the same
being played,
song or is it different?
It's the exact same. It's
so that's
Public Enemy tune.
Who produced that? Burt Bacharach.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really? The Harder Than You Think? Yeah, Harder Than You Think, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise. Shout out, Burt Bacharach. We love you. I didn't know.
Yeah. Burt Bacharach produced that, man. Shout
bless
out to
him.
The homie.
Well, he's getting paid, because every time the Paralympics was on TV for
you'd
the London one and this one, that's the theme tune. And so during the London Paralympics, that song went to number one of the UK singles charts. Yeah.
Wow.
And this is how you know. Yes.
Hip-hop.
And this is how you know the music industry and the charts are a fraud, because people will say, oh, but that doesn't appeal to the audience. We can't promote that kind of music. We're not promoting black music. No, we're not promoting Public Enemy or hip hop kind of thing. But that just shows if you play something enough times to people, they're like, I want to buy that record.
Yeah,
and that's why Public Enemy were number one.
Yeah. That's given proof. I think it makes a lot of sense now that's like a good case study right there for people to understand that that's all that matters. How many tunes do you not like at all? You're just like, I fucking hate this tune. But
you're
6 weeks later, yeah, you know the words to, you know all the harmonies, all the bridge parts, you know what I mean? Like,
all these sections.
And that's just because you heard it so many times.
I think it's an infiltration. That's why I say a lot of this music is parasitic. It's like a parasite that crawls into your brain and takes over your mind. And it's like, it's like those cold callers. No, it's like the PPI callers. It's like, I didn't invite you. I didn't give you my number. Leave me alone.
Yeah, they're on the case, though. I do wonder how well they get, you know, like how well they do with just random calling up people like that.
But I feel like sorry for them, because the abuse they get all day long, man. Like, imagine if you just recorded your day, the amount of abuse. There have been times actually where I've had free time, and one of those people have called, and then I just see how long I can keep them going in a circle for, until they're just like, okay, I'm cutting this call off. So big up to all the Paralympians. Absolutely smashed it, guys.
Big up.
Secondly, last night it was the Emmys, Mice.
Oh, did you watch it?
Of course I watched it, because I totally care about all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I took notes.
Yes, every year I watch it. No, I didn't watch it. And but the Game of Thrones, apparently that's like the biggest winning drama of all time.
What, Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I've never seen Game of Thrones.
You've never seen Game of Thrones?
I'm so proud of myself. Soon as I hear something is like popular as crack like that, I'm like, look, I want to see how long I can get away with not.
Game of Thrones is good, though.
This is what I've heard,
Yeah, this is the thing. Is like, if you're, you know, if you like a bit of drama, you like a bit of comedy, you like a bit of horror, like a bit everything. It's got everything
it's
all
got
thrown in there.
You need.
It's just, we got everything. We got stuff for everybody. This is the everybody style. Whatever you need, we got it for you. That's what Game of Thrones is like.
So Game of Thrones kind of pimped it out yesterday, apparently, at the Emmys.
They swept it up, yeah.
But the person that I'm bigging up is this dude, Rami Malek, who is the star of the show Mr. Robot. And he won. Have you seen the show?
Nine.
Do you know where we first heard about the show, Mice? It's in that Afro Marco Polo joint featuring Pharaoh Monch, Swarm. because he says something about Mr. Robot. I didn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Right.
So we might actually have to play that. Let me find that as well. Yeah. But yeah, that dude, Rami Malek, he won Best Lead Actor Awards at the Emmys last night.
Best Lead Actor.
And he's the first non-white actor to win that award in 18 years.
Damn.
Like, is that not laughable?
That's a long time. Well, I mean, yeah, but... All right, it's laughable, but it might be true that there are, you know, in the last 18 years, there's only been one guy.
There's not been anyone decent who's not white who deserves a shout out. Or who's been getting given roles.
Will Smith, though, he's been getting roles, isn't it?
Oh, but Emmys is like the Oscars version for TV stuff.
Oh, for TV, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's cut him out then.
he doesn't mess with Idris, that whippersnapper stuff.
Idris holds it down on the TV.
I know, but that's why I'm just saying, if you want to, if people want to try and say there isn't racism, sexism, all that stuff in the media industries, how is it you're telling me in 18 years there's not been a performance worthy of someone who isn't white to win Best Lead Actor? Anyway, big up, dude. The last person who wasn't white who won it was Andre Brower. And that was for the TV show Homicide, Life on the Street, son.
Wow.
But didn't have son at the end of
Real
it.
Real talk.
And, yeah, so, you know, that's an immigrant child. And he was asked at the Emmys what he has in common with the character that he plays on the show. And this is what he had to say.
I think we all have things in common with him. I think we live in a world right now where so many of us feel voiceless. Like we're not being heard by our governments. We're not being heard by our society. I grew up in a family that immigrated here. And, you know, my dad worked door to door to sell insurance. And my mom was pregnant with my brother and I, taking three buses going to work so that they would give their children a opportunity to be special. And my sister's an ER doctor, my brother's a teacher, and I'm standing here today. And I think a lot of people can relate to wanting an opportunity. And I've wanted an opportunity, and now I have it. And I just want everyone, no matter how you grew up, your socioeconomic standard that you were born into, to have an opportunity regardless, to not be stifled in this time in the world, but to be given a chance, like I've been given a chance.
Like I've been given a chance, you know?
Wow.
All we want is a chance. And so it's like, that's why I just want to hear more people realizing the positive benefits of immigration.
Giving mothers a chance. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, you want to look at, like, look at the Olympics, look at the Paralympics, look at our cultural history in this country, like... Immigration is a great thing. So big up to Rami Malek for winning his award and everything. And finally, this is like my favourite.
Big up, big up.
This one is going out to Ife Adenuga. Do you know about Ife Adenuga?
Ife Adenuga.
You don't know about Ife Adenuga?
Sounds like a...
she's from Niger. Whoa.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a Nigerian and possibly like some kind of designer, like clothes designer.
Oh, I'm feeling that. Ife Adenuga, a.k.a. Skepta's mum.
Ah.
Skepta the grime rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
Skepta, another child of immigrants. He won this year's Mercury Music Prize for his fourth album, Konnichiwa.
Yeah. Big up Skepta, man.
Big up Skepta. And it was quite fun. I just saw the clip of, what's the pulp guy? Jarvis Cocker, where he was giving the award to Skepta. And it was just a funny juxtaposition to see them next to each other standing there. But no, big up Skepta for the award and everything. But I wanted to send the big up to his mum because... His mum, this has got to be one of the best lines, quotes of 2016, for me, anyway. She was speaking to Stephen Smith from Newsnight, and he went up to her. This was backstage at the Mercury Awards. And, he was asking her about, you know, her feelings of her son winning and everything. And this is what she had to say.
A little word for Newsnight. Yes.
What Newsnight? What channel?
BBC Two.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
So was that, tell us about this evening and those dance moves.
Oh my goodness, what can I tell you?
Does he get it all from you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's got his creativity from that. But he's got the dance move, the confidence, the get up and go from me.
Did you ever worry about him being in this scene? Did you hope he'd have some other kind of job, or you always been behind the music?
Not really. The way we raise them, we want them to do what they want to do, and we supervise.
Right.
We didn't train them, we raise them.
We didn't train them, we raise them.
Wow.
We supervise.
Yeah.
We want kids to do what they want to do, and we supervise. That's called parenting. And I'm sorry, there's not enough like messages going out there about parenting. Like, parents want to be down with their kids a bit too much sometimes. But no.
Yeah. It's very hard as well. Like, I think... you know, for a lot of parents, especially immigrant parents, you know, where they come, this is a land of opportunity, and they probably prefer their kids to be a doctor or, you know, like a pilot or something like that, you know, like have a job that's, you know, high pay, maybe a bit monotonous for some, but, you know, at least it gets all the bills paid and take, like, make the most of this opportunity that you got. But to become a musician or to be an artist or something within the arts that isn't necessarily guaranteeing a pension and whatnot, parents can be like, you know what?
That ain't happening.
Yeah, you better go to Sainsbury's now and get that night shift job. Yeah.
You better back that up with something.
Yeah. You better start learning how to bake bread or something, boy. Find a trade. Learn how to hammer some nails into a wall. You know? And so, yeah, that's encouraging to have for a parent to be like, okay, look, do what you want to do, make sure you do it 100% so you can make something of it, because there's going to be a point where it becomes part of your life, you know, in a big way.
Because I truly think, like, all people in the world should do whatever makes them happy as long as they're not hurting other people. And if people were doing that, you'd be spreading a lot of joy to the world, and that everybody would be a bit happier.
Yeah,
and less, like, you know, Aggie.
Yeah,
and
that's
stuff.
True.
And so I'm just rating her little nugget of wisdom there, where, you know, we want them to do whatever they do, and we supervise.
Yeah, we supervise.
That's how you raise the next generation.
Wow.
So big up to Ify Adenuga, a.k.a. Skepta's mum, with that little piece of wisdom. I'm dropping a bomb on that one. Meanwhile, our evil headmistress, Wicked Witch of the West ruler, Theresa May, she's in the UN, she's in New York at the moment at the UN summit, talking about border and immigration control. So talk about out of touch, love. You need to get down with the people and realise what, like, having a mixture and people uniting and forgetting about differences, how much benefits that bring into the world. So Theresa May, go pick up that Konnichiwa album. Go check out the Mr. Robot, whatever show that is.
Yeah.
You know, and get back down with the people.
Get on Black Twitter as well. Start tweeting on Black Twitter. Show your appreciation.
On Black Twitter. Goodness me. So those are some of my big ups, sending them out to you guys and all the Paralympians, the Emmy people who gave Duda the award, and Skepta's mum. And coming up later in the show, we have Dabla live in the studio. We've also got some new music for you from Royce the 5'9". I'm going to play you some Capo, but seeing as we mentioned, and also right after this, we're getting into Mice's.
Yes, Mysac Hayes is going to turn up somewhere, somehow, someplace, some bad mother.
Touch your mouth! Way. But first, seeing as we mentioned this tune, it's only right we play it for you one more time as Foo Bar Radio.
The Mass Murderer. Mass Murderer. Afro the Kid. Native American land, savior with lasers and anger and banging, pacing the change of a shaken American stand, shaping the lyrics and stabbing your face with hangers and mask and tape. I laugh and jab at the wrath of pain and merit to grasp. Slash guitar, ask it all, bomb making, planning drops. I'm saying all Ray is rubber than Macklemore. Travel faster, laughter, axe, a rapper, snap a track, an apple, Abernathy, had an Adam's apple, had venereal. Eerie tackle, shackled, factual pack of jack and knack of sack and stacking jackals. Afro is the head of rappers. They say I'm gibberish, I did it on purpose. Lifted in the sense from the virgin who went to the church's tips of the waitress, sits at the mixing in the shift of the matrix. Ziggy Azalea, your frog face look like Marlon Wayans on his worst day. Spray painted, tainted, verse slayed, earned wage from Vern, earnest, herded from the grave.
I rip and I rhyme and I rhyme and I rip. Now This is the way that the lines are spit. With Afro on the mic, Marco Polo on the boards. We swore, we swore.
Sick of than Mr. Robot, Anakin Skywalking, Anima Animal on the mic, Cannibal Cyborg protesting, fighting for his mechanical rights, publishing in my fucking mechanical rights. Swarm, West African killer bee abilities, a martyr with modern day smart bombs, armed with Kevlar, body armor, that's a part of my particle melting artillery. Kidnap the president's daughters without a plan, blah, clap at the Ku Klux Klan and hack Hillary. And all this while I was getting head service from my personal server. Shit, she should not have been on her personal server. Cherry picking, licking nipples, playing Contra with Jane Fonda. Now that's a triple entendre. Pharaoh, I actually mastered the supernatural. Strike you out like statue, then I'll clap at you in a tabernacle. Crack a statue, rapping Matthews backwards if you're attacking Afro. Hijack a crack a jackass and harass him if he's asking for cash flow. Fascist radical bastard with a beard who could be casted as Castro. Attacking the assassin with a spear and put my ashes out on these assholes. You gotta be kidding me, you're forbidden the battle of the God when he got a gas mask on.
We swore, we swore. I rip and I rhyme and I rhyme and I rip. Now this is the way that the lines are spit. With Pharaoh on the mic, Marco Polo on the boards. We swore, we swore. I rip and I rhyme and I rhyme and I rip. Now this is the way that the lines are spit. With Afro on the mic, Marco Polo on the boards. We swore.
And Adam just ran into the studio to tell us how off the hook Mr. Robot is, and we need to go and check it out because he's like all hooked up to the mainframe like that, and I'm just stuck in a cave.
No,
like,
we definitely.
I ain't even seen Breaking Bad.
I'm gonna start watching it because I've been. You know when something keeps popping up every like 2 seconds, you're hearing something about robots, Mr. Robot, that robot.
And when Pharaoh Monch is recommending robot. Something to, I'm doing.
Yeah,
the,
like, what the hell's going on here? Word. Yeah. So I'm gonna check it out, and it's something I'm interested in as well, to do with the anonymous, you know, stuff.
Movement.
Yes, the anonymous movement
of people. Them.
Anyway, you can hit my music because it's about that time, bitches and bitches. You're damn right. I want to welcome y'all down to Foo Bar Radio's cafe right here in the middle of someplace you bitches don't need to know about. That's right. I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right. My Sack Hayes, man. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth!
Hey, I was about to say motherfucker! Hey. Yeah, man, I was the other week, man. Someone was trying to come up to me. This is them.
I like that.
Yeah, someone said to me, right. They goes, Kanye West is a genius. I said, why? Why now? Why is he a genius now? Yeah, and he goes, because he sent out a tweet. And he sent out a tweet on a piece of paper, and it made like millions of people start talking about it, going crazy. Something to do with his fashion, like something to do with like he was looking for some
socks that
people
matched,
of mixed culture or something like that. Oh. Some bullshit, anyway. But the point
that's
was
genius.
I was like, yeah, how is that genius?
Bullshit. I like how we've got this
But you know, it's like really. How is that being a genius?
People need to get reconnected to, like, real life.
Yeah, they're losing... We're losing perspective, man. You know, certain words are just being thrown out there. Like, they don't mean anything anymore. Legend. You know, it's
literally,
starting to worry me.
When
literally.
People say literally, but it means the opposite of literally.
And I was literally walking on thin air.
Yeah. It was literally on fire.
Yeah. And you know, and it got me thinking, like, wow, man, people. So that's being a genius nowadays. I thought Quincy Jones was a genius.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, like, I think Kanye's a really good producer.
yeah,
I'm not sure about.
You're like, okay, let's calm down. But he's a good producer.
You know, now and again, sometimes, thing, yeah, man. Some people write good raps for him. Sometimes they don't. You know what I mean? But to call somebody a genius, man, I think there's a lot. You know, Albert Einstein was a genius.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so it got me thinking, though, like, what. Who can you class as a genius? And I think we're forgetting about the little people, the people that invent things that really make our life a lot different. You know, like the guy who invented the toothbrush, perhaps, like the guy who said,
I wonder the first toothbrush.
Yeah, who was like, the guy who goes, right, you know what, man? I swear, that, like, this shit on my teeth, yeah. Swear down, yeah, the shit on my teeth don't really go, but use that broom, if I could miniaturize that broom, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how they came up with the idea, but that's what it got me thinking, like, wow, what is some unsung heroes of genius shit? The people that we should really be calling geniuses that we forget about. Mm. Not people that are just tweeting like a million other people that are really dumb as well. That decide like, oh yeah, actually I'm going to share that because this. And then someone goes, yo, that's some genius shit, man. They're like, nah, that's not genius shit.
That's why you need to change who you're following on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, so Mice Investigates, what would you class as an unsung genius invention? You know, so I'm talking about things like the zebra crossing. Now, if we didn't have a zebra crossing out there, think about how many grannies would never be crossing the road. Like, you know, grannies would be wetting themselves trying to cross the road. You'd probably be pissed off. Like, bruv, do you know how many grannies out to help across the road today, though? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? People forget, though. Like, a zebra crossing is, that's pretty important, you know?
That is important.
So, I don't know. Foil, perhaps. Think about foil, yeah? This is like, you know, you
cling
can...
Cling film, even.
Yeah, cling film. Yeah, cling film for sure, because, you know,
that's
like...
deep.
You
cling film's
yeah,
deep.
Yeah, cling film's deep, because, like...
It's so versatile.
You wouldn't be able to... No, but you can't... Put it this way. If you were like, yeah, do you want a piece of this sandwich, and you just kind of pulled it out of your bag, you know, there was no, it wasn't wrapped in anything, wasn't in no kind of container. Yeah, I'd be like, brother, you're all right. Is there, you know, something wrong with you there? But foil is some next level, because you can hold it like it's cling film, but at the same time, the shit keeps... If you got, like, a warm pie or something like that in the foil, keeps it warm. Mm-hmm. If you want to warm up, you know, put that in the oven, in foil, you'll never burn.
Not the microwave,
Not the microwave. I don't know. If you're using a microwave, then something's wrong with
you. You're one of those people who think Kanye West is a
yeah,
genius.
Yeah, I'll put it out there,
you're
yeah.
putting your spoon in the microwave.
Yeah, yeah. You probably microwave salad and shit like that.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, you know, so, yeah, that's what I want to find out. Mice Investigates, what would you class as an unsung genius invention? Hit us up at foobarradio.com. Hip-hop at foobarradio.com. Or you can tweet us at foobarradio, as well as Mice Diggy or DJ Sarah Love on the Twitter machine, and let us know, what would you class as an unsung genius invention? Personally, stuff like chunky, you know, crunchy peanut butter, I think is like, you can't go wrong. That just... Think about how many sandwiches.
Okay.
I was saying to my miss, I was like, you know, it's weird,
Mice.
Man. I was saying to Mrs. Mice, like, it's weird. I can't eat a sandwich without a pack of crisps now because I'm so used to the texture, the crunch. When you got peanut butter with, right, crunchy peanut butter in a sandwich, you got the crunch and the
sandwich. You're hitting all the.
Yeah, yeah, you can't go wrong there. Yeah, yeah. It won't go. And you feel full up because it's high levels of protein.
Mm-mm.
Let's put that out there, a little bit of road science.
Every show we bring that road science.
Yeah, so what things you appreciate? As a DJ, I can imagine, like, you're like, I'm glad.
I know.
I guess when.
So you've just blown my mind because I'm like, gosh, all the things.
Yeah, Serato.
Serato. That. Go on, Serato dudes, because that has definitely made DJs' lives much easier. When I started touring, I was going to Australia with like a 25 kilo record box. This was before they got gangster with the luggage restrictions. Squeezy Jet got really sick with it.
Shout out to Shorty Blitz. I've been, because some people try and diss with DJs using Serato or even CDJs and whatnot. And I'm like, look, I've been with DJs like with Shorty and where he, you know, nearly half his what he got paid, he had to pay them to get his luggage, you know, get all the records back to the UK or whatnot. So I can't blame any DJ who's trying to make their life easier.
It's revolutionized our lives, man.
Yeah, as long as you're still, you know, doing what you're supposed to do when you're on their decks.
Button pressing. I don't have calluses anymore on my hand thanks to Serato. My hands used to be mad calloused from carrying these record crates, man.
Serious.
Yeah, see, that's how you know.
That
when
should have
you're
been an advert
DJ.
Right there. You see Sarah Love showing that. I haven't got no callus no more.
Hands up.
Caller ID.
Caller ID. But is that a blessing or a
curse?
That's
a genius ass invention, I'll tell you that right now.
No, you know the other one that's good? 1471. I remember when that came out and that was like, that's wicked. Yeah. That was
pretty. That's hilarious. Dude, people can't get away with shit when you 1471. Can you still 1471 now?
You can still. And you know you can 141, and that's to block your number. So then when you call the person, they can't 1471 you. Wow.
I mean, think of even the mobile. Remember when you like someone would call you and you had to stay on the phone? Usually the phone would be like on the next to the stairs, you know, in the landings near the door or something like that. Days. Yeah, and sometimes you'd be on the phone for like hours. You're like, man, you really want to get away? Now there's none of that shit. You'll be doing everything like cooking breakfast, lunch,
having dinner, full conversations.
Yeah, yeah, in the shower, having a speakerphone.
Yeah, well, the new iPhone will allow you to go into the shower with it even.
Is it?
Well, it's like waterproof and stuff like
fuck
that.
Fuck that shit, man.
So that's not a genius invention.
What are you going to do with it in the shower, though?
Yeah, I don't want to know. We don't need to take it.
Yeah, you should be showering. That's what the hell you should be doing, man.
Concentrate on cleaning yourself.
Yeah. But wash your ass.
Yeah, so my mind is blown. So my first suggestions are Serato, and my second suggestion is 1471. That is some genius invention business that you definitely appreciate.
I'm one of them guys. I ain't OCD.
I'm a little bit OCD.
Yeah, I ain't not one of them people that like to shake loads of people's hands and then just rub my face, you know?
I don't even touch anything in the train.
Yeah.
I stand on the train.
The sensor flush. You know, in a lot of toilets now, public toilets, you got a sensor flush. I appreciate that. Because there's a transition. You know, there's a transition from the toilet.
Gosh. Yeah, don't when you finish me, flushing. This is like my OCD issues with public
toilets. So you don't feel in the sensor flush?
No, the sensor flush is good, but as a lady, sometimes it's just is going off constantly.
Oh,
this is a bit different to how things work for guys.
Okay.
But worse than this, that's why if they're going to have the sensor flush, they need to do the same thing for the lock on the cubicle.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine how rarely that thing gets cleaned.
But you are meant to wash your hands, you know, after you get out of the cubicle. So
I know, but I don't want to necessarily have all of that those other people's feces on my hands and then wash my hands. I'd just rather avoid that part of the equation and just deal with my own cleanliness.
Wow, they need a sensor lock then.
Sensor lock too.
We're
not the genius invention is the sensor soap.
Yeah, that's wicked as well.
Yeah,
but I mean, again, with the soap thing. You are going to wash your hands after you touch that thing. You know, so it is a genius invention, but it's one of the ones where...
If you have problems in life like me...
Don't tell anybody. This is kind of genius if you don't think about the fact that you've got to wash your hands anyway.
No, there's many, many... Wow. Just everyday things that you just completely take for granted.
Yeah, man. That people take for granted. Hit us up at FUBAR Radio on the Twitter or hiphop@FUBARradio.com. We've already got... Oliver's hit us up and said, the man who invented the clock... How did he know what time it was?
Hey,
very true.
That's
very true.
Yes.
The other thing as well about is like, do you know what I wonder? I wonder like, you know, you got different time zones. Like, who decided this place's time zone and that's who's the?
Do you want some real science, not road science?
Break it down.
So. Let's rewind.
You might need a drum roll.
17. No, I can't remember what the year was.
Yeah.
But you see how it's called Greenwich Mean Time?
Mm.
That's because the British... Because
Greenwich means time, motherfucker. That's why.
Back in the colonial days, when Britain was going around the world just robbing up people's land and enslaving people and stuff, and it was a scramble at that time with all the European countries of who was going to colonize where first. Mm. And so then they were all sailing around the world and stuff. So the British decided, right, we're going to make navigation around the world easier. We're going to set 0 point at Greenwich. So actually in Greenwich in South London, you can stand on the line where one side of the line you're in the Eastern Hemisphere and one side you're on the Western Hemisphere. And that's just purely because because they were the first to say, right, this is the rules. This is where zero is. Anything that's X amount of longitude from here is 1 hour's time difference, 2 hours, 3 hours. Mm. And so it just all is based from those colonial scramble for
that's
land
crazy,
around the
isn't
world.
It? And everyone sticks to it as well.
Mm. So it's just because we got there first.
Yeah, but then so you're saying somewhere like Russia sticks to that as well.
Yeah, every country.
So if Russia and like England went to war, But Russia will still do it on England's time.
That's some dumb ass shit. No, man. They'll wait for us to be asleep because they know what our time is, and then they'd attack them.
Yeah, but they're still going. Like right now, people in Russia, they're going by Greenwich Mean Time. Is that what you're saying?
The entire world.
That's some dumb ass shit, man. How can you hate that's all the countries that hate Richard's this country still go? Well, yeah, but we still go by your time, though.
Yeah, yeah. You see the foolishness of man. But hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We want to hear from you. There's endless ones, endless suggestions of what is it? Your greatest,
your unsung inventions, unsung greatest inventions. There are a lot out there, unsung genius inventions, mother lovers. I'm talking about shit like the chalkboard. Imagine you're a teacher and you didn't have a chalkboard. What the fuck would you be up to? I know now they've upgraded,
it's electronic
though, isn't it?
You've got now.
Is it?
The other day I saw an electronic whiteboard. See, we're taking it next level.
Why
has
it got to be white though? Joke.
Anyway. Ask the Emmys. No, but first.
Wow.
Let's play you something new from Capo. I know he's about it. He's about these undersung inventions.
Unsung genius inventions.
Chain of building, hanging around your neck. You're selling your soul off. Easily you forget. Black on black Air Force. My commiserations. The Suicide Hotel. Making reservations. Nothing but black clothes. Nothing with labels. Nothing I don't own. No fucking with labels. I don't want no part of your facade. I'm making my own path. 1 million rappers all in the spittoon. You slip on them faux pas. Running with corpses. It's leaving you shipwrecked. See whatever I spray, I will disinfect. Killing yourself. Day after day you've been killing yourself. Overindulging image yourself. 1 million viewers, you're killing yourself. Out your misery. Robert Jordan, all of these words are falling on deafness. I'm on the bridge, you're packing this all in. Out your misery. Robert Jordan, all of these words are falling on deafness. I'm on the bridge, you're packing this all in. Robert Jordan, Robert Jordan, Fahina Bell toes. Robert Jordan, Robert Jordan, Robert Jordan, Fahina Bell toes. Robert Jordan, stay in that old shit. I stay on my new shit. Jamming the square peg in the round hole is never a true fit. I had a sick line, I just forgot that. Fucking the scene, you officer dibbles. No, I was the top cop. Stuck in the middle, between them and those. You give me your half, yeah, then I'm by my nose. From under this black cap, stay out of the black cloud. Delusions of grandeur, I'm putting my cap down. Throw away artwork, I'm for the downloads. Still up on charts, my dick is still on hard. They never speak my name in the same breath as all these other dudes. I don't want nothing to do with these rappers, is wank. Out your misery. Robert Jordan, all of these words are falling on deafness. I'm on the bridge, you're packing this all in. Out your misery. Robert Jordan, all of these words are falling on deafness. I'm on the bridge, you're packing this all in. Robert Jordan, Robert Jordan, Fahina Bell toes. Robert Jordan, Robert Jordan, Robert Jordan, Fahina Bell toes. Robert Jordan, killing yourself. Day after day you've been killing yourself. Overindulging image yourself. 1 million viewers, you're killing yourself. Killing yourself. Day after day you've been killing yourself. Overindulging image yourself. 1 million viewers, you're killing yourself. Robert Jordan, Fahina Bell toes. Robert Jordan, Robert Jordan, Robert Jordan, Fahina Bell toes.
Love it, man.
Capo. That track's called Bout It. It's from his new album, which is out on YNR Productions. Dramatic Change of Fortune is the name of the album. I do love that Knox accent.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, last week you had a little Welsh, taste of Welsh accent.
Yeah, you got a bit of Welsh accent there for all our international listeners, man. If you don't know, there are many different accents across this beautiful land. King of the North! The King of the North! I've always wanted to do that.
On air.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't, you know, it was the only reason I said that, but it didn't have
nothing
to do. You've
just been waiting all these months for the opportunity.
For that outburst.
Yes, but we're representing all corners of hip-hop here, right on FUBARradio.com with me and Mice every Monday 4 till 6 p.m. And we should have Capo coming through to the show in a few weeks' time as well.
Oh,
so
sick.
Looking forward to some of that as well. And coming up later on the show, we're going to be speaking to Dabla. We've got our open mic. I've got more amazing new music for you, but Mice has been investigating, as he does every week.
Yes, of course. And you know, this week's investigation was is needed, because I just felt like people have been throwing this word around, you know, and not really appreciating what a true genius is. You know,
like
a true genius invents things that make our world a lot easier.
Basic things.
They don't, you know what I mean, they don't just tell a bunch of people who don't really understand what life is yet, they haven't even really lived life yet, how they should dress. They don't do that. So I'm talking about, like, so shout out to Paul, the guy who created anti-back hand sanitizer is a G. That's what I'm talking about.
It is true.
Shouts out to Paul for saying that.
Yes, go on, Paul. Because not only is that good for ridiculous people like me who have OCD, but that does actually save lives.
Saves like lives matter. All lives matter, as they say, and especially the people who don't who like to wash their hands after they go doo doo, or the people
who
you know, the people who actually don't leave their food on the table. People who wash underneath the plate, not just on top of the plate.
Oh, that's me, yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah, like, I'm like that as well. When people don't do it, I'm like, bruv, you realise that you're going to put it on top of a plate.
Yeah. And the other one, you know, you're not meant to dry your dishes as well. Do you know about that?
You're not meant to dry them?
Yeah. You're meant to just let them air dry. Because, like, the tea towel is, like, covered in bacteria from the whole kitchen.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll definitely trust in that.
Look, you're opening, like, a dark world for me. Let's not go further into the world of OCD for me, Mice. Shout out to Paul Clark. Locked into the show. He said the guy who invented the internet. He says no internet, no FUBAR, no DJ Sarah Love.
Well, yeah, but you was
kind of popping shots at me then.
Nah, well, yeah, because my Stiggy will still be about whether there's internet or not. I'll let you lot know that right down now, yeah.
It is true though.
Somehow, some way, you'll hear the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake in your mind turning you fuckers crazy.
No, it's true though. The internet is crazy. And I loved in the London Olympics how dude got the shout out. I can't remember guy's name now. Is it Brian something? See, those are one of those people that you should actually know their name, isn't it? I'm ashamed to say that I don't. And also the, just getting access to the internet. But yeah, lots of people, they don't use it for the good reasons.
I think the internet guy's English, isn't he? The guy who invented the internet. Yeah,
that's why he had a whole feature in the opening ceremony at the London Olympics.
Wow.
Yeah, props him. Do you know what's his name again?
I remember that.
Clive Sinclair. See, that's Adam in FUBAR Towers department. He has all the answers for
Clive
things like
Sinclair.
That.
Clive Sinclair. That sounds like someone who'd invented the internet as
Go
well.
On. And I think one of the greatest British inventions has got to be, courtesy of the Labour Party, the NHS. And so big up to the Wicked Witch of the West. And cronies who want to like break that down. Shout out to Tim Joshua, locked into the show as well. He says the Emmys aren't just discriminating on people who aren't white; they're also discriminating on orange people,
such as
Donald Trump and The Apprentice. I'm assuming Tim Joshua watched the Emmys. I didn't to know, but are you sending a big up to Donald Trump there, Tim?
He's
a bit concerned.
Yeah, the giant Oompa Loompa, aka Donald Trump. He's mad orange though. I don't know if he's on that German, you know, in Germany where they inject carrot juice
and
to look bronze, to try and look more tanned.
That's real. But having a diet with lots of carrots and beetroot gives you a bronzed look.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's mad. So you want to look like an Emmy award or an Oscar award.
You look like an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
No, but you see, I almost forgot. We actually have to send out a...
Are you taking the piss?
To Jimmy Fallon. Because you see, did you see this? How he had Donald Trump on his show. And then it's like, he's all being like, yeah, fun and games. And it was like, everyone's like, oh, gosh, Trump, he's such a barrel of laughs. Like, such a good guy and stuff. Ooh. And then he did this whole prank where he messed up his hair and everything. And it's like, okay, let's just get with the Roots, his house band, the Roots in the background.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's just get this in perspective. The things that the racist, bigoted, sexist, fascist things this man has said. And you're just being like, hey.
Yeah.
And you're deep promoting him. Come out.
Wow.
Come on, man.
That's a bit. Oh, man. It's a risky one, man.
Mm.
Guilt by association.
Yeah. So I think he kind of got. He was getting a lot of hate over this weekend.
Jimmy Fallon,
internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause
has he said anything? Has he responded at all?
I haven't seen actually any sort of response. I think he's just like, this is great for ratings. So he's not really caring at all. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely want to hear more of your recommendations for genius. Unsung inventions.
Shout out to Cy Philly, man. He just sent a picture, and it was of it's this thing for kids. It's called a nasal aspirator.
Mm.
So you know, like, because I've always wondered this. I've looked after my friend's baby before, and it's hard to try and even as a toddler, it's hard to try and tell them or get them to understand how to blow their nose. You know what I mean? Like when you're trying to say blow, and you go blow, and they go. They just blow out their mouth and no, through your nose. Like, it's hard to explain how to do it. But this is something that you can basically, I guess, stick up their nose and suck it out using a.
Because that is the old school technique with babies. You put the tissue over their nose and you suck the snot out of their nose.
Oh, man.
Listen, man, this is real parenting techniques that you're learning on the hip hop show.
He goes, trust me, when you don't want a mouthful of snot, like, that's what you use. I was like, wow.
Hey, it's all
that's
protein.
That's hilarious out of everything.
Yeah. All the things he's like, no, we that's need to acknowledge
one of these,
this.
Yeah, we need to acknowledge it. That's what I love about that, man. Shout out to Cy Philly.
Mm, spread those life hacks, man. Share them with us and the rest of the listeners. We all need this good information.
Even stuff like the doormat. Think about the fact that, you know, how many times you've walked out, you're like, ooh, let me wipe my feet right quick before I step into my house.
Destroy the house. The doormat. Goodness me. Taking it back to basics.
Yeah.
Basics. But yes, what are your suggestions though? hiphop@foobarradio.com. Very soon we're going to be giving you some dope shows that are happening this week in the UK that you should definitely go check out. But first, I want to play that brand new Alchemist and Rock Marciano for you one more time. You're tuned into the Hip Hop Show with me, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy on Foobar.
Oh, yes. Chilling the healing corner.
Yeah. Boss Moss, nigga. Yeah. What y'all know about it? Yeah. Turn that shit up for me, out of whole shit. Overall, want that shit in my head. Yeah. Easily squeeze heat from the Tudo. Blue Hugo to put a new hole in your culo. OG Kudo, your whole Steve Sudo. A 10,000 to keep, you can't lose, Frank is Pluto. Boss like Hugo, you know to the tombstone, the Uno. Flip the Peugeot, the Parasuco. You need a parachute to view those chulos and tuxedos with plush luxury vehicles. I proceeded to reach the pinnacle to beat them to the loop, speeding the coupe. Being cool, we on the scenic route. Got stripes like an Adidas suit. Draped in lace, I'm in a great space, eight stakes. Haters turn away to save face. We break apes, mayonnaise base. Cannons play the waste, you laying waste. I'm weighing grams of Lambda Lakes. Handshakes, Lambo's great, bones ache. Phones rang, come for money like Goldstein. Roll with the team, they supposed to be G. Go with his neck like rosary beads. For groceries, push the 500s. Supposed to smell like potpourri. But it ain't everything I hoped it be. Late nights, fiends with crack pipes, stay on it. We run the corners, we the strongest. Laying niggas down and take their belongings, I'm all for it.
I'm all for it.
Millionaire mannerisms, panoramic sailings, drug dealing, 645 deluxe steering. Step it up to the McLaren and dress it up like a parent. Diamonds are transparent. Donna Karen monogram wearing, model staring. Hollows in the cannon, Ferragamos, white Lottos, Muranos, bag Milanos like McDonald's. The black Aristotle with a bottle. I should write a novel with the gun nozzle. That's like a Bible. Instincts primal. Pieces on link spiral. Think survival. Rings and Movados. Lamborghini Diablos follow. I don't swallow Moscato. I go mano Romano with any Chicano. And slide in the Alfa Romeo Milano. The Paul Castellano, but I'm the Moreno model. Hang Picasso's and condos. Bang Kangos like bongos. What's in that case? That ain't a trombone. Ride down the thigh bone. Dillinger the size of the iPhone. Lay you down like a fossil. Host want an eye full of what I got in the drive through. Butter your slut up like a waffle. Late nights, fiends from crack pipes, stay on it. We run the corners. We the strongest. Laying niggas down to take their belongings. I'm all for it. I'm all for it, nigga. Late nights, fiends with crack pipes, stay on it. We run the corners. Yeah, we the strongest. Laying niggas down and take their belongings. I'm all for it. I'm all for it, baby. Hipstead, nigga. 100 buildings, 67 buildings. Adele, yeah.
Loving that. Alchemist featuring Rock Marciano, All For It. That's taken from his Craft Singles vinyl series, which is out at the moment. So check it out.
It's Craft Singles, baby.
It's Fubar with me, Sarah.
Yes, and myself, Mice Diggy. Mm-hmm. Or you was going to say me, Mice.
He, Mice.
He, Mice. Dun, 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 dun. No? Okay, maybe not then.
Yeah. No, it's more Jam. Jam is excitement. Ooh. Did you never watch Jam?
Anyway, so you're in tune to Fubar Radio right here. This is the hip hop show, and we're joined by a special guest right about now.
Welcome.
Hi.
To our friend, Delta Lima.
What's going
How's
on?
One? All blessed, all good.
Because you're going to be our first guest on this week. You're our first featured MC on this week's open mic.
I'm excited.
And it's my first time meeting you also, I believe.
Yeah, I think we met once before.
Okay.
We met in, where did we meet? What's that place called? Boiler Room.
Earlier this year.
Yeah, it was Black Milk. Yeah.
I see, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's cool.
Yeah. No, that was good. That was a real boiler room night.
It was amazing. I was zoned out, man. I thought it was busting a full sweat.
Yeah, and also that night we had our resident band on the show, Ezra Collective. They performed that night too as well, opening for...
Man, like Joel Keys and all that.
Yeah, for Black Milk and his band, Nat Turner, which was pretty fire. And so who are you then?
Me? What do you mean?
Delta Lima, where'd you spring from, man?
Oh, right.
Alpha Papa.
All right, well, I started as an actor, and that was maybe like about good 17 years ago.
So, when you were like 2 or something.
I'm 30, come on.
Oh, but black don't crack.
No.
That was a good invention, black don't crack.
So started about 17 years ago acting, and the last 5 years I kind of switched over to hip-hop. Found myself there, so just kind of moving forward with it, really, to be honest.
Why did you switch to hip-hop?
Well, I mean, in life, there's like, you know, there's times when you're doing things and there's times when it's supposed to happen and when it's not. Acting for me is still happening. I mean, I'm still doing, you know, bits and bobs, releasing a short film this year.
Mm.
But sometimes you just need to find another route of expression. And I think hip-hop was like another route for me. Just enough. I always liked poetry, I always liked words, and it was just... At first, I started as something fun, and I was like, actually, I could really do this, and you know, let's progress a bit, let's broaden, you know, the reach. If you've got a message, you've got something to say, you've got to find as many ways to say it as possible. So hip hop was an extension of my message, I suppose.
And so at one point, were you a poet? Would you
Well, yeah,
yourself
I went
poet?
Into the kind of spoken word scene for a little while. I was doing, you know, little open mics.
What's the difference for people who don't know, and it, like, they might just think, oh, that's all the same, or... Well, yeah, but it's interesting how it's like contentious in a way between like MCs and poets.
Yeah.
They don't really embrace each other, do they?
I wouldn't say that, but
I think it's crossing now. I mean, there was a point where like there was a spoken word scene, there was a hip hop scene. I think now it's beginning to cross because I mean, even myself as an artist, I'm feeling like I want to kind of change my flow a little bit, be less hip hop, you know, defined as a traditional hip hop rapper, and kind of break up a little bit.
You should put your phone on silent.
I'm really just about to try and do that once on the phone.
Especially, you know, in the hip hop world.
So,
you know, coming from the poetry world, I know it's a fact, mate. I see one dude getting aggy, boy, over this girl. No, this guy. Basically, this guy had a cough. He was choking on something.
On stage or in the crowd?
No, in the crowd. But there was another guy who was like, he was part of the open mic, you know, he was a poet. And the way he was looking at the guy for coughing, I was like, right, you're really upset with this dude. He can't even help it. He's trying not to cough.
Major.
While the girl,
he's like dying.
There's a girl on stage doing her little bit, her poetry bit, and this guy's coughing, and then this other poetry dude is just looking at the girl like, right, bitch, I will strangle you to death. You know? Yeah, I was like, right, that's messed up, man.
Wow, so there are thugs in poetry too.
Hey, there's thugs all over the world, man.
Thugs.
Thug life.
The clicking.
The clicking, that's some thug shit right there.
Yeah, that's
someone clicks,
thug.
If you get enough clicks in it, you know you've done all right.
You didn't take I would say with spoken word and hip hop, I think they are starting to bridge now. But I think it's just about the kind of music you use, because obviously hip hop's changing, everything's changing. So it's just all about, you know, what your influence is, what kind of music you're using. I think they kind of cross over.
And so what was your like introduction to hip hop then? If you're saying like, you said 5 years ago you started MCing.
Yeah, all right, so basically I was doing co-hosting a show with a guy called Kimba. I don't know if any of your names are really, really dope MC. Part of Union Black.
Okay.
Oh yeah, right. Yes. Union Black,
Right, so I used to co-present a show with him. And he was always showing me conscious hip hop. I heard hip hop, but I wasn't deep into it when I was young. I was into all other stuff. I was an actor and I was a ponce. So basically he introduced me to like to conscious hip hop, and I listened to a lot of new bits, and just through being around him and listening to the music, just kind of introduced me to it, and I kind of just one day thought, you know what, let me try this. You know, as I said, just an extension to performance, isn't it?
So when you say conscious hip hop, what I chat about?
What we are chat about? All right. we're talking the Commons, we're talking the Mos Defs, we're talking the what's his name? How could I forget? Talib Kweli. We're talking, you know, Pharrell Monch, anybody, you know, all the conscious hip hop.
And so if it's not conscious hip hop, what is it?
Unconscious.
It's not. I mean, obviously, I say conscious hip hop to that era of music. I mean, now it's hard to say what conscious hip hop, because obviously,
because there ain't nothing.
No, I'm saying conscious is a perspective. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, there's things that happen in your life. There's good things. You make mistakes. You can't just be conscious because you're wearing a dashiki and a flipping head wrap and you're calling yourself conscious. It's got to be, you know,
smelling an incense.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Or, you know what I mean? It's a conscious perspective. So even if you're talking about the flawedness of your humanity, it's all about your perspective and how you approach that. Are you talking about making a mistake and learning, or are you just talking about celebrating the negativity?
So it's like saying, all right, so let me break it down for Sarah in case you don't understand. If you're listening, so like Kool G Rap, is he conscious or not?
He's some dope shit. Yeah. That's all I care about.
But you know,
I
that's
don't
the
really
thing.
Care what you're talking about. To be honest,
dope,
if it's all I care about. I just think there's two kinds of music in the world. There's good music and there's bad music.
Agreed.
Everything I like is good.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's as far as it goes. And like some that of that one. Might be classical. You know, it might be Rachmaninoff. It might be AC/DC. It might be, you know, Kraftwerk. Yeah, I love Rachmaninoff. You know, so I don't
know
care.
Who that is,
you'd recognize his pieces.
Yeah, Rachmaninoff.
Yeah, Rachmaninoff to Kraftwerk. This weekend, damn, I was bubbling to some Kraftwerk because they've been doing some live shows in the States. They need to bring that over here. But yeah, no, I understand like the whole unconscious thing. Where are you then on the phrase, both of you, where are you on the phrase backpack rap?
Backpack rap.
Or backpack hip hop.
Rap.
Whatever.
I don't
even know.
Do people still say that? Like,
I've heard people chuck it around even this year. I've never used that word, that term.
Well, I get it though.
I wrote it in a rhyme, actually. I'm not gonna lie. Recently, I wrote it in a rhyme.
Defend yourself.
No, I mean no. What?
It
wasn't prepared to be onslaughted, but you know it's cool. Backpack rap. I don't know what am I supposed to say about it. Is it supposed to be offensive? I'm not sure. Like,
I just think it's like it's one of those things where. No one in hip hop came with that.
Yeah, but let me just say, I'll just say this right now. backpack over man bag all day.
I don't give a damn.
None of my kids are gonna have. Yeah. I don't like. Come on, man, you're seeing even these little fat 18-year-old kids and that with man bags and that, trying to look hard though. What are you looking at, fam? Like, bro, you better switch that for a backpack before you even fix up your face and look at me like that.
I mean, revolutionary is what you're chatting.
That is not no unsung genius invention right there. Someone was like, yeah, let's fuck these lot up and give them a man back.
Soften them up.
Yeah.
But it's a conspiracy.
But what I was going to say, I think with backpack rap, I mean, what I associate to be backpack rap is highly lyrical people. They normally, that's normally what I'd associate to. I mean, that's just kind of general view. Well, yeah, I mean, most of the time you see it, it's kind of attached to, you know, highly
so
lyrical
stuff. So
you'd
say more likely lyricist than rapper?
Well, yeah, I would say so. I mean, in most cases. I mean, obviously, there's going to be anomalies and there's going to be... But I'd say in most cases, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, isn't it? Don't you think it's interesting
we
how...
We need to do a whole show on this.
Yeah. I mean, it's an ongoing topic, like the difference between a rapper and a lyricist and conscious and unconscious. I don't know.
And poets and MCs. See, we need more unity. Feel these divisions. It's
but
a shame,
I'll be honest. I mean, there's always going to be a division because that's how you define it. If I came up to you and said I'm a poet and then I started rapping, you'd be like, oh, you're kind of a rapper, innit? But if I come to you and say I'm a poet and do poetry where some of it might not even rhyme, but then you'll be like, okay, you're a poet. So that's where the definition...
The only thing I find drawn with that, though, is like when people... So you're right, the definition of the art form needs to be there, but then at the same time, when people try to box you off as a creative...
Yeah.
So if you know you want to do something, they're like, oh, well, you're a rapper trying to do poetry. No, I'm just an artist. Do you know what I mean? So it all depends on what you're using to define and what you're defining.
But I think that's always going to be there for as long as there are names for something, then people are going to call you that, you know what I mean?
True.
And it's also up to you to show what your definition is. So like you're saying, so if someone says, oh, you're a rapper trying to do poetry, and you go, no, right now I'm a poet. This is me doing poetry. This is not me being a rapper doing poetry. This is me being a poet. When I'm rapping, this is me rapping, you know? The same with like for me, I find it, I used to be like, oh, don't fucking call that hip hop, you know, with grime or whatever. But then as the more I was listening to it and the more that I got into it and actually appreciated, you know, I think the production levels for me started to get better and better over the years. Then it's the more I'm like, you're kind of disrespecting grime now by not letting it have its own genre. Fair enough, it may have been influenced from dancehall, from reggae, from drum and bass, hip hop, whatever. But right now, this is grime. So
and
you
drum
should...
and bass is hip hop double time.
Yeah, I mean, well, hip hop double time, or it's just that's a really slow hip hop beat. You see what I did there?
Struggling to keep up right now, damn.
I find it interesting having genres, and I don't have a massive problem with it. I think, like, it's like the N-word, like saying the word nigger. Somebody, oh, that's my nigger, man. And he's a fucking nigger. There's two different ways of saying it. You know, Sarah had on her face. Yeah, exactly. Straight away, when you hear it one way, you're like, oh, yeah, man. You hear the other way, what? You know what I mean? And it's like that. You can hear backpack, like, oh, but you're into that backpack shit, and be like, right, I'm offended by that. When you go, yo, that's some tight ass backpack shit right there. You'd be like, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard the word backpack used, and I felt like, thanks, man. No, it's always sort of like, what? Just come out of my face with that.
But it's of that era, man, of, you know, Tim's
Raucous
baggy jeans.
It started
after
the Raucous era.
Yeah, for sure.
And
but
you know, all of them people who get labelled backpack or whatever the hell, they don't call themselves that.
I'll say this, the Raucous era is like the late 90s, yeah? That's like when the Raucous era started.
Yeah.
But people, if you go, look at Yo MTV Raps from 92, 93, they were wearing backpacks. They have backpacks
on,
baggy.
Is it just down to the
it's
dress?
It's just the style of the music. Apparel, you know that style is going to be sampled beats, raw, dusty vinyl sounding stuff. You know what I mean? You know it's going to be of that
talking
sort
about
of.
Harriet Tubman,
I don't know.
Marcus Garvey. No, I'm joking.
See, and when I'm talking about it, I'm thinking of like the kind of duck down. I'm thinking of you
like
know,
Sean P and that.
That's
how confusing it is, because I think of, like, you know, that proper left field alternative rap, like the stuff that your mum wouldn't be afraid to hear, sort of thing.
Like who? Name some names.
I don't want to name any names because I love you all. But, you know, I like music that wants to punch it. My mum listens to Dead Prez, so I guess that wasn't a good example. But, I mean, you know, like the kind of...
My mum listens to Eminem. What?
Well,
she knows she's all quoting some of his lyrics. I was like, what the hell's going on? You're getting quoting none of my lyrics. What the fuck's going on?
I would say Backpack would probably be something like Elzai, Black. Elzai, definitely.
I swear down to... I would put money on that right now that Elzai would not call himself Backpack, and I don't know if he would appreciate being called Backpack.
No. I've seen him perform with a backpack on.
So, technically...
I've even seen Styles P on a backpack, and he's gangster.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
He's got bars, though. There are gangsters with bars. Look, Cool G Rap. I'll go back to Cool G Rap again. Big L. Biggie.
Okay, I don't know if he really was a gangster, but Biggie was about that life, there was something going on.
But that's what I like about the show, we're getting to the root of the issue. Now today we came with the definition that backpack rap is if you are wearing a backpack.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a rucksack, you are backpack.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say, you know what I mean?
You wore a rucksack once in your life. You are backpack rap.
Look, put it this way, this is the brighter side of it, is you're never gonna hear man bag rap. Yeah. No one's going to be brave, revolutionary enough to go with that. Kanye, really, he is the
chief of that, doing the whole fashion thing. Like, he should just embrace it.
And here's the thing.
Being the genius that he is.
And Kanye, what was he wearing? A Louis Vuitton backpack.
Yes, he was wearing Louis Vuitton backpack.
So he was already, like, bridging the P. Diddy into backpack era, you know, Dusty. Yeah, he was kind of still not a genius, though. I still can't name him. It's quite a fickle
way of chucking my words around these days, it's a bit much, everyone's pioneering. If it's retro, it's only 10 years ago.
You know, like the guy who invented the pedal bin. That's some genius shit.
No, but if you've ever stayed in a hotel that has those miniature ones, and they never work. You stand on it, the bin just falls over.
Yeah, I'm sure the guy who invented that shit didn't. He was like, look, IKEA, don't fuck around with my invention. Yeah. Make your little ass toe. Like, you got to use your only, I know which one you mean. You can only use your big toe, like, to press the pedal.
And
that
still
small.
Then it doesn't open. It just falls forward.
But pedal bins are genius shit. Because no one really wants to lift up that lid.
I know, it's a bit proud.
I don't like touching bins. That's another problem with my OCD. I don't want to touch bins. Every week on the show, we have an investigation because we want to spread, like, answers and solutions to people to bring into their lives. And so we ask the listeners for their answers to Mice's investigation. Right. This week, Mice has been asking.
Well, what I've been asking is, what would you class as some unsung genius invention?
Do you know what? At first I came with one, and then I thought, actually,
the deeper you get into it, the more you realise, like, oh shit, life has changed for me.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. The Fruit Ninja, or whatever it's called, the Fruit Ninja, you know, the smoothie making machine?
Nutribullet.
That's the one, yes, yeah. Nutribullet. I think that's a genius invention.
Yeah, that is, I mean,
especially the way that, you know, you can get all your nutrition into, like, one cup and bang
out
your 5 a day.
But that's not specific. I'm not knocking your suggestions. All suggestions are good here. It's all
and
love.
It's shut down.
No, I'm not meaning to shut you down about backpack rap or the Nutribullet or anything. But no, the Nutribullet, that's just a blender.
Yeah, I know it's just a blender, but still.
Whoever came up with a blender with the idea of, like,
you know, I was going to say.
It was sparkling.
But if I'm thinking that, I'm going to shut
up. So it was sparkling. That's
so I bought it. No, that's a good one. But keep hitting us up in the studio with your suggestions as well, because Mice is asking about the unsung
genius invention. So the basis of it is that I feel like people are throwing the word genius out there a bit too much and forgetting about the things that really, really do help us in life.
We need to bring everyone back down to earth and get things into perspective.
Yeah, not the Yeezys. The Yeezys don't do that to your life. The Yeezys don't do what a Pop Shield does. Think about that.
Yeah. Pop Shield.
You know what I mean?
Trust me. When you've had that microphone.
Not many people realize that the how much a Pop Shield helps. You have to learn how to go pop instead of pop. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? With this, I've got this
technology.
Phone on this mic. Yeah. People don't really appreciate things like that. So that's what we're trying to highlight right about now here on Foo Bar Radio.
And coming up, we're going to be speaking to Dabla very soon. We've also got another MC, Plain and Simple, rolling through to the studio. We're going to be getting into the open mic, so you need to keep it locked right here. But first, let's play you something from a guest who was on the show a few weeks ago, Michael Parkinson. And Big Cakes is Sarah Love, My Stiggy on FUBAR.
Yeah. Rhyme provider, the real writer. Flow fire in a liquid form. Sick with the lyrics, spit highly contagious shit. Make you so sick of the norm. I spit it like Mike when he hit Riddick. I rip it, make him scream, bo, you dig it. Bust a nut in your beans, boat. She lick it, wipe my nuts with your clean clothes. It's wicked, innit? I'm never seen though. I split it, breaders lie about this shit, snow. Allow it, all the time but the peas low. I doubt it, you need to leave, yo. Allow it, before you end up where the fiends go. It's crowded, praises to the Elohim. But everything ain't always what it seems, bro. Don't believe magazines and the screens. Everything ain't fucking hunky-dory. The youth smoke weed, they ain't reading Jack and Ori. The wicked system treats a fool like a bonehead. Ex-soldiers back home now, they're homeless. Obviously they profit off a man shot in D's. When you think about it, we're boosting the economy. Cat gets the draw and rolls it in a spliff. Dealer gets the pee, then he buys some fancy shit. Companies reinvest the money that they get in ideas and ways to keep us furthermore in debt. Still, I rhyme provider, the real writer. Flow fire in a liquid form. Sick with the lyrics, spit highly contagious shit. Make you so sick of the norm. I spit it like lemon in my zubi. Feeling like I'm Cool G Rap. Got the brick in my bag, so I dip in the cab, ripping the tag. Lemon hairs in the raw sheets. My cats love me, yeah they spoil me. When the things piff, they treat me like I'm royalty. Getting money off of royalties. I know heads that don't even know I rap. I got heads that just know me by an English name. I'm on stage feeling like I'm Gucci Mane. New kicks, blue tick, the food's piff. It move quick, doggy, true shit. I seen a brother on the news clip. Last week he was balling like Kobe. Pay attention to these words from an OG. Like, rhyme provider, I blow fire in your eye like Pepe. Yo, nah, seriously though. Nah, seriously. Yeah. Cool. Safe. It's all good, innit?
It's all good, innit? That's Big Cakes. Michael Parkinson, rhyme provider, real writer. That's one of my Meister's investigating this week, and he's asking about genius unsung inventions. I think one of my favourite in the UK is slang. We kill it with slang, because in that tune just then, I hear him say in it.
Yeah.
I love in it.
Yeah,
beautiful.
All my French lot, they're always like, you need to. They're trying to use it, like, all the wrong clear. Like, yeah, bro.
And the other one, I like, low it. Oh, I'm proud of British people, man. Low
yeah,
it.
Man.
Low it.
That's us. We coin that.
Low it.
Yeah. Low it.
Low it, man. Low it.
Love that. We've got so much good slang, so many good accents in the UK, including accents like our next guest, who's just stepped into the studio. Dabla, welcome to the show.
Hello, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
You made it. Yes, it's man. Lovely to have you here.
I ended up in the wrong estate.
Yeah, you had to hump your life around these ends.
It's all I know people around here. It's all good.
You're connected. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Barnet. Spent a lot of time in Manchester.
Me too. Yeah. I'm from North London.
Barnet.
And I went.
I am.
Yeah, I used to live in the. Well, I'm not from Barnet. I'm from proper London.
Oh, yeah.
But like.
Oh, yeah, let's get it right, yeah.
I'm just messing with you. No, and I did used to live in Manchester too.
Oh, awesome.
I love Manchester.
Yeah, did the whole uni thing. Didn't work out, but met some amazing people. Ended up a musician. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Tres Mons.
Yeah.
So, do you know the Children of Zeus guys?
Not personally, but I know who
you
they
know
are.
Of them.
Yeah.
True. Very good. But welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
We were hoping you were going to join us last week, but you didn't make it.
I know. I still have a day job. That rap money isn't that good yet.
No, that's real life.
That's real
rap.
As it gets.
Yes, we appreciate that. No, but we appreciate that you're here today very much.
Thank you very much.
What's been happening in your world? Well, who are you? For people, there's a lot of FUBAR listeners. They might not know about Dabla. Break it down.
Introduce myself. My name's Andrew. My rap alias is Dabla, a.k.a. Papa Merc, a.k.a. Squat Thrust, a.k.a. That Guy. You might know me from the London Zoo show, or the Dead Players show, or the Problem Child show. And now it's all about me.
Woo!
Yeah.
Nice.
Love it.
Solo.
Solo ting, stepping out.
So what, you've been mainly doing stuff with groups then, like it's been you and someone else,
Yeah.
This is the first solo project.
Yeah, this is my first like solo record.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did you call it Year of the Monkey?
Because of the whole London Zoo affiliation and the whole spiritual thing that I've been developing the last sort of several years.
Uh-oh.
Not just psychedelics, but, you know, the whole study of, you know, of the right way to live. And yeah, it just became, I was in India, traveling around in India, and I got heavily inspired by being out there. And it just clicked when the monkey ran off with my phone and I thought, Year of the Monkey, innit?
Mm.
Plus one of my first lyrics was, I'm Dabla MC, born in the Year of the Monkey. And so it's kind of done a full circle there.
Yeah, nice, man.
Yeah.
Mm. So what, when you said, you used the word spiritual.
Yeah.
What about?
You know, just like sort of guiding the self, you know, it's crazy out there. So just sort of keeping myself centered, balanced, middle way. Got heavily into Buddhism like about several years ago. Study a lot of Tai Chi, slow Kung Fu, meditation, stuff like that. So
give we one.
You think Dabla's on this thing, boy?
Thinking,
man, you start levitating soon, you know.
No, I'm doing it. I love it. It's good for you.
So one nugget from Buddhism. If there's just one sentence from Buddhism that you can share with the people, because we're all about sharing that love and life hacks, what would that one nugget of info be?
Okay, I don't know if it's actually Buddha himself, but from the Buddhism camp, I'd say leave the world a better place than you found it. I like that. That's what I'm trying to live right about now.
I'm feeling it. What made you
when you decided to go to India, was that before you got you were awoken, or that was where you were?
I love the way you say that, before I've awoken. I'm still waking, you know, like it's an ongoing process. But now I ended up in India because my mate's got a bar out there.
So you went out there for a big popcorn.
It wasn't for a yoga, 1 month yoga retreat.
It was the White Russians made out of coconut milk. They just got me, and I had to just book a flight and get out there. Yeah, my pal's in a bar in Goa called Nada Brahma. If you're travelling around them parts, it's near Palalem Beach, Goa. Go and hit him up. Say Dabla sent ya. Make it a double.
And so with the new record then, tell us a little bit about the record, like who have you worked with on there, producers wise
okay
sort of
so I've got my favorites on there. I've got Ghost Town, who's the mastermind behind Dead Players, does all the beats for Dead Players. Some guy is my homie from day we started the whole London Zoo thing together. He's got a beat on there. Tom Caruana, he's got some production on there, just because he's an outstanding
Caruana,
producer.
Man, I ain't heard his name in a while.
I know. And who else I've got on there? Chemo, DJ Kermit from Switzerland, you might not have heard of, but he did the Ocean Wisdom collaboration, which is popping off at the minute. And DJ Roast Beats from Bournemouth.
Oh yeah, I know Roast Beats.
And lovely collection of lovely people. Rappers wise, got all my favourite rappers on there. Double Edge, Dyke, Jam Backstar.
Double Edge.
He brought me into this thing, if I'm honest. When I was young aspiring spitter, he used to drag me up on stage and give me that much needed confidence to do this thing.
Because you guys are in Problem Child together, right?
I mean, we've always been writing music together for over like 10 years. We did that Lips to the Floor thing.
That's kind of what put us
on the map, so to speak. And yeah, man, he's still the most amazing rapper I know. I see him the other week and he just freestyled for like 10 minutes off the top of the
Double
head. It's ridiculous.
Because didn't he kind of like duck out for a bit though?
He's doing the father thing.
Yeah.
But he's still writing.
He's still in and out. Seen him out and about. I've seen him at a few gigs, man, every now and again.
Yeah. He's still active. He's still very good. Yeah. Very good.
And so, Dabla, what about Unsung Genius Inventions?
Unsung.
We've had the chalk, but the blackboard, chalkboard. Let's be PC about it. It's chalkboard,
Why you gotta call it chalk though?
Oh God, putting me on the spot. These inventions that have already come out, but haven't
just
had
shit
it
that
yet.
People
like
don't appreciate.
Things like soap.
Soap's pretty cool.
Running water. That's cool.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone invented running water though.
Well, someone invented the tap, didn't they?
Yeah, I guess.
Hold tight, that guy.
Let's get deep with it.
I lost my keys today. I wish I had one of those. Remember those things that used to whistle? and it's to find your keys.
But they're golf at the wrong time.
Is it? Yeah, oh, yeah. But what is it, electronic though?
I don't know. I lost him in the park, so the range better be good. Yeah. bring that shit back out. Make the range big.
No, I've actually got a good solution to that, an invention that I got in the park. If the toll hip hop thing fails, you'll
what?
Just watch
for keys?
Out. I'm not giving any more information. Oh, but I right. yeah. I've become the next Bill Gates or something because of this solution. So right now, before we run out of time,
yeah,
sponsored by Sarah and Mice, it will be. We are going to play you something from your new album. This is the awesome. Chat Get It.
Uh-huh.
Featuring Ocean Wisdom. Mm-hmm. And this is from the new album from our guest Dabla, live in the studio.
Who
we're going to be
this one.
This is DJ Kermit from Switzerland. Big up Manuel. Easy.
So let's just get into this for the people. Hold tight. We're going to be getting into our open mic next.
When you wanna give it like I won't bite, like I won't retaliate with a throat strike. Might wanna consider pushing the boat out. Shit, I'm gonna get down like a hose pipe. In the middle of summer flooding the whole block. New money be killing all of the old off. Should be happy, you're lucky I never sold out. He just came in and killed it and then he bowled off. Pull a number on anybody that wanna dough. Swinging from the top of the building, signature on the mold. Gotta keep it moving to get in the wherever wanna go. Spit it on the track and I whip round like Monaco. Blow, whole budget on a class B. Dealing with everything that you nasty. Put a middle finger for anybody to pass me. Man, I fully fledged and the pleasure to keep it nasty. Want some bridging a big gap now. Wrap round, fuck a lolly and cover the background. Did it like it was lit in Italy when I sat down. All these little bitches are feeling it like a pat down. Wow, how my life done changing a big way. And I managed to remain unscathed beyond me. It's funny how I stage on blaze and unfazed while everybody gaze like a zombie. You lot stuck in a time warp. Can never see you treading on the levels that I walk. I ever see you moving in the circles of my sort. Brother, my time short. They didn't fucking bother to try to talk. I've heard it, then I had to word it. Hell do you say? Shit's been murdered, dicks inserted. Blips on the screen don't even exist unless you observe them, get me. Stick them in a dish, no bigger than a Petri. Fuck a white coat, can't test me. Fuck a blue collar with a Pepsi. Why so tetchy? Me in a bottle of that Pretzky, see you tomorrow when that gets me. Oppa, man, I'm gonna move like the Prince of Zamunda. Telling me the royal penis is clean while I'm humming that theme by Timon and Pumbaa. Everything's smooth and nimble. Might get moved for your two shoes, both your socks, your laptop, tablet, and Kindle. And catch a middle finger symbol. Or we could just keep it simple. Sit down and eat some Pringles, talk bullshit, and spit some waffle all over these instrumentals. While we're getting all weird and experimental, like, yeah. Be on a shadow without, I pull it out. You don't want to know about, I've been around, never been a drought. If you didn't get it before, to get it now. Now you're dealing with a smooth commitment now. Be on a shadow without, I pull it out. You don't want to know about, I get it in. Never been a thing, and I keep on pushing upon it until it pinged, and I hit it till it ring, digga digga ding.
Repeat, can't do real talk, that's G-speak. On the road, running like beep beep. Got that nickel pack, not a cheap keep. This little nigga wanna rap a song about shooting sound like a chief keep. Saw him, like a killer in him, ah, fuck it. About time I should teach these, like rotted. Man took a Z to the brain, still putting arm and a leg when I step on the stage. Man took a jerk in the face for a boy. Man took a hook and replaced it with flame. Swear now, ooh now, man, I'm not raw. Swear down, ooh now, man, I'm not rage. Swear I might fly New York on a hype. US better put some respect on my name. Might dash two bills when I eat out. Like, I don't know nothing about bean sprout. Like, man can't tell me about green now. Obscene, I'm top of the scene now. Have you seen I'm top of the scene, no? Like, I was just reading a beano. Like, I was just beating a beat now. Skippy up a cut to cut the beat out. Might boy off a prick if he's cocky. That suit for a short, I'm stocky. If you try Clash Wiz on the track, that's like a black man playing ice hockey. Though I don't really like one line flows, but I drop one and it's all moshy. I'm in a ritzy in a big breakfast, brother. You're in the cap like hot coffee. Sicker than ever, picking and devil every one of them. I'm kidding, I'll be bigger and better. I swear you man, I'm full of shit. You should be giving an enemy, and I never in my life will I give in to competitors. And an Eminem or nigga with an enemy says, could have never tried an enemy in my presence. Never, ever tried formally in my sense. Never, should have been embarrassed to test us ever. Why? Me and Dabble's caliber is infallible. Mandibles fully dangling naturally because of us, man. Man, sick with the ramblings in your cap all naturally. Them a gas when the man never come and buck, man. I'm skip with it, hammer it. I'm sick of the mad with it. I'm wicked, I'm bad with it, trust man. You're lickle and sad with it, fickle and bland with it, brittle and flat like a dust man.
Repeat, can't do real talk, that's G-speak. On the road, running like beep beep. Got a damn nickel pack, not cheap keep. This little nigga wanna rap a song about shooting sound like a chief keep. So like a killer in him, ah, fuck it. About time we should teach these Dablo. Be on a shadow without, I pull it out. You don't wanna know about, I've been around, never been a drought. If you didn't get it before, to get it now. Now you deal with a smooth commitment now. Be on a shadow without, I pull it out. You don't wanna know about, I get it in. Never been a thing, and I keep on pushing upon it until it pinged. Then I hit it till it ring, nigga, nigga, ding, nigga, ding. FUBAR Radio presents Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Blair Witch 2.
In the group of people that go through it, is there black people?
Yes.
This film's not real. Black people don't be sneaking into the woods.
I'm telling you, I'm gone. If I hit... Are you
not? How many black people die in Mount Everest? None. Because we're climbing up fucking mountains in the cold. How many black people get eaten by sharks? None.
Because we're swimming near them.
They've taken diverse casting too far, bruv. Because black people are not sneaking in the woods looking for witches.
Does that said black person die?
Probably die first.
And they die first, we're back on track. It's normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like the normal.
I can buy that they went into the woods because they die first. Yeah.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Lock Hart and Johanna James.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, FUBAR Radio every Monday 4 till 6 PM with myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only voice.
My Diggy. The voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, bitches and bitchettes. We are here with the one and only Dabla. He's got an LP out right about now on High Focus Records. It's called The Year of the Monkey. How did you link up with High Focus? Was that through the Dead Players?
Yeah. That was from jamming at Ghost Town Studio. And then one day, Jam Baxter came through. We wrote that Yeah tune. And then next thing you know, it just became a ting. Called it Dead Players. Sounded like a really cool name.
Yeah, how did you come up with Dead Players? Like, I was wondering about
it. I think
it.
That was Ghost Town. That was Frankie Teardrop. He come with the name and it just fit. It felt right because we all felt like we'd just
played dead.
Played out, old. You know, been around for ages. Haven't popped off. So, yeah, we were the Dead Players.
Oh, man, that's crazy. And Ghost Town, is Ghost Town one person or is that...
He's one person now. He used to be many.
Ah,
but he's one myth. He's
see, that's the confusing thing.
Yeah.
All right. So Ghost Town is one person.
He's
now,
one dude now. Yeah, it used to be two.
And so what's next then? Like, where are people gonna catch you and things? Mm-hmm. Like, what's it? Sorry, is the album? The album's not actually out yet.
The album came out on September the 9th.
I'm sorry.
Go get it.
It's on High Focus Records.
Yeah. Have a go at that. So yeah, we're basically doing a UK tour, which should be complete by sort of like wrapped up before Christmas. Then we're gonna do the European thing, hopefully go back to Australia if you want to have me over there. Love to go back there. That was amazing. And then just doing the road thing now, just taking the thing on road and working on the live show, getting everyone excited, getting everybody subscribed and into my head.
How do you find it, like, juggling this then and a day job at the same time?
The day job actually keeps me sane. It's weird. Yeah. I had a couple of weeks off and I completely lost my shit and lost all track of time and
serious. You was in that war part. You ended up in that, like...
Yeah. Too much of a good thing.
Like, that reminds me of Randy in South Park when he's like, the weekends are meaningless to the unemployed.
Because
it's just one
every
long,
day's a Saturday.
It's a Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Exactly. That.
Hey, you can't complain though when it's like that. You know what I'm saying? Every day's a Saturday. Yeah, you gotta have a. They should have like 1 month where every day's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, let's campaign for that.
I'll back that. I'm trying to get my genius invention behind that.
You mentioned Buddhism earlier, and I was thinking one of my favorite Buddhist quotes from Buddha himself.
Hit me.
Hit
me. So Buddha is just. There's only one Buddha.
Yes.
I just want to confirm that, yeah?
So when you go
to Tibet, that Buddha is the same Buddha they're talking about when you're in Kerala.
I believe so. There was like, you know, he's like, he embodies the whole religion, the Buddha figure. But there's like different types. There's a sleeping Buddha, there's a standing Buddha, there's probably a sitting down eating, having a little munch Buddha.
But aren't the origins is that Buddha was a real dude?
Yeah, he was a real dude.
And went through this whole process of like, you enlightenment. Yeah. It's not like there was prince. This fairy tale thing happened, sort of.
He didn't walk on water.
And his mum wasn't a virgin.
There's a few little stories.
I'm not knocking that either. But yeah, no, I just think what appeals to me about Buddhism is that I'm a fan of Mother Nature, you know, and I'm a fan of things that make sense. And to me, the ultimate truth is Mother Nature, and like what can be more quote unquote godly, for lack of a better word, than observing Mother Nature and learning from her. And that's basically, that's what I feel a lot from.
Pretty much,
what I hear about Buddhism is about observing the glory of Mother Nature.
Yeah, martial arts is like that as well.
Yeah, exactly. And music all fits into it. So you're covering all aspects of life in Buddhism. No, but one of my favorite quotes from Buddha is change is the only certainty in life.
And death. His first teaching was to basically meditate on death, because once you lose that fear, then you're fully free to enjoy your life.
But I'm sure the Buddhist belief is that death does not exist. There is only change.
The rebirth, but you're going to die in this realm.
In this form, this vessel. But you change. And even when you look at something like the water cycle or something, you know, that's something that's going on, it has been going on for millennia,
uh-huh.
you know, mm. and that's the constant process of change. It's never just done. And
so there's never any new water that comes in. It's all old water.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Rewashed.
Mm-hmm. There's no... Wow, that is kind of weird when you think about it.
I hope they got a filter on that stuff.
Yeah, there better be. So, well, I guess the natural filter is like, you know, that's how you get your spring water and mineral
through
water.
Through the rock.
There's, there's some amazing documentaries on water about the study of the water memory. Water has a lot of memory. It remembers, and you know, you can charge your water and kill your water with your thoughts and all that sort of stuff. There.
Yeah, there's that Japanese guy in it who
Rice experiment. Yeah.
Well, he's standing there screaming at a glass of water, and they found out the water was, it felt hurt, felt pain.
Yeah.
He's going, "Oh, you fucking!" And then after he's going,
he's threatening the
water. Yeah, yeah, he's threatening. Imagine that. Imagine the guy just staring at the water.
That
like,
ain't gangsta.
Fuck you up now, bro.
What?
Switching on the water. And then after, like, and then the next day they were like, "No, wait, bruv, you know I love you, though.
I
love you." And then the water was like,
"It's well confused, isn't it?"
Yeah, the water must have pissed.
Wet
lives matter! Like, pissed off water.
So, yes, right now we're joined by our Chief Ambassador of Buddhism, Dabla, live in the studio. And Dabla is going to be, I'm looking forward to hearing you rap live in front of us here in this vessel.
So glad
this
I can swear.
That we're all part of.
Hey, because, do what you want.
Meditate now on all the colourful language you can think of and possibly fit into your
raps. Just don't set yourself on fire like the mother Buddhist do. We're not prepared for that.
That's one of the biggest oxymorons. Like, that actually deserves a...
Are you taking a piss?
You know, in the news when you hear, like, and Buddhists have been rioting, and Buddhists have been the violence perpetrated by Buddhists in Myanmar and all this stuff. It's like, isn't that just an oxymoron, Buddhists and fighting?
Yeah.
Like, how are you a Buddhist monk if you're fighting? And then I heard a dope quote from Dalai Lama the other day where he was saying, using the term Islamic terrorist makes no sense at all, because if you are truly of Islam or truly a Christian, you wouldn't be a terrorist.
But it's
see our language.
See, that's the Dalai Lama side. See, we
Dalai Lama's like,
yeah.
Mine is levitating or like balancing on one, his little toes going, Sarah Love went in just then.
But anyway, we digress and we're running out of time on the show because we want to get into this open mic and welcome our final MC into the studio. That is Plain and Simple. So hold tight right now because I want to play you that brand new Fire remix. Courtesy of DJ Supreme.
That's what I'm talking about. We love this shit. We breathe this shit.
I'ma bury the favorite in a sun wall. Boy, I got dead from a step in the cypher. May we light up a boy like New York. Make him know London's concrete. Don't know when I take no chat. We run things, we don't make things run with. And we ain't got no love for the system. Act like you know that I'm active. I'm on the front line with a rifle. These bars are Babylon burners. Them boys are my piss in the trap. Come round me, I'm snatching the chain. Every man here is trying to make G's, come on. It's survival of the fittest. I'm a hustle and my hustle's unknockable. This is straight from the source. We wanna know if you're as hard as you say that you are. Can none of these boys be as rugged as? Haven't you heard that I'm about my dirty goods DG, aka Kinga, stinging MCs like? None of these boys be as rugged as? Haven't you heard that I'm about my dirty goods DG?
Summon from the depths of terror. Every step's a tremor when heading to this get together. Resting never, not until every head gets severed from his reptilian necks whenever. The sword swans to cause numbness. The four tongues, of course, on nail run. Yes, the war's done. I slap an amateur trying to match the caliber when lacking all the stamina and the grasp vernacular. Before other immortals all running through portal doors, coming to torture roars. Even the death of core listening to the mortician, whose raw diction has the floor splitting while his jaws twitching, never caught slipping. On a damn word, the rap nerd with Asperger's, all mass murder, you cat burger. As he stands about 1,000 feet tall with the last survivor of the battle free rule, you can
let me interject with exorcism for the simpletons and twist the head off a missile in a millisecond. Stiff and dead, give me the
when I'm drunk off the blood of the Mars, but no saga. Fuck the karma, misfeature, rental MCs are the error of a whole error. Never hide and seek with the Grim Reaper. Bad bones in 3D, better call the pool bearers.
Don't forget one thing.
What?
We're gonna need more confidence.
It's the return of four henchmen known to lift heavy bars. Rubble whenever there's trouble, the squad go hard. Kill a team, kill a team, get it supreme. Rock, lyrical gangbanger, reload the magazine. War machine, rock. Get a pin of killer, we're in it. Words are might sticky. Goods burn in the ism. Send them back to hell for going against a grain. Recognition for these demon boys, you know the name. Like a flame when I'm attacking a clone. Known for setting levels in the upper echelon. Fuck you, beat them to death in the octagon. Little finger to a pussy, I'ma show you walk on. Triple back, gorilla guard, still a one I attack. If you don't give a fuck, are you giving a fuck? Are you fuck that? It's all about the culture for sure. Death to enemies and anyone who wants war.
Rest in peace.
You should say that the guy who came up with that straight out of front.
The straight out of generator.
Off microphone conversations we're having in the studio while we're bubbling to that DJ Supreme RIP remix featuring Crew Rocker, Son and Noise, My Stiggy, what's the other dude called again? Dirty Goods, thank you. And Raps and Bad Bones. You know I love all you guys, don't even try it. Yes, because we're talking about unsung genius inventions.
Yeah.
Like Buddhism, that's kind of, well, no, that's pretty well sunk.
But, or, no. Or like, you know, like say
the water cycle. The
plastic bottles. Nah, do you know that?
No,
these,
that's a terrible invention, plastic bottles.
Nah, listen, but you see the ridges in this. Do you know why they are? Not many people know about this.
To
but
squash it?
Yeah, you're meant to squash this after, say, so it can be a compact little piece of plastic that you put.
And it doubles in the sea.
For recycling.
Doubles up as a bomb as well.
That you drop.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you don't, if you don't want to crush it, you can turn it into a bomb, mate. I can tell you've been out in Oz a few ways, mate.
Showing your age now, mate. Oh, let's make a bucket.
Yeah, when you hot bombs. Knives. Hot, I don't know if hot knives.
Oh, my God.
Wait, yes.
What are you talking about?
They still hot knives in certain places, so, you know.
Of course they do. I don't know anything about that, but that's what I've heard anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, let's not incriminate ourselves any further, but feel free to hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Yes, as an answer Mice's investigation this week. But I want to welcome to the studio our final MC who's with us. Hello. MC, singular, going by the name of Plain and Symbol. You did have me tricked. You had me fooled.
I'm surprised, to be fair. Everyone kind of just assumed, you know, Plain and Symbol, it's one
person.
God.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's the and.
Yeah, yeah, that's
plain and simple. Just plain and simple.
We're simple people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's all it takes. Where are you from, plain and simple?
I'm from Birmingham.
I love the Birmingham accent.
Do you?
Yep.
You're probably the only person to ever say that ever.
No.
Everyone hate it myself. Like.
Oh, don't say that. Yeah, it's like, wonderful.
I'm going to listen back to this later, cringy. Like,
man.
You use the Brummy twang, you did.
I love it.
We're going to make you talk for the rest of this show. Now,
you present it all, it's cool.
Nah, but come on, man. Sonny Jim. You got a few cats, man. Like,
yeah,
you got,
we have, man.
Hip hop's healthy in Birmingham.
Should be proud of that shit, man.
I feel like there's... there's a lot of underrated guys from Birmingham. Mm. But, you know, it is what it is. Like, say, we've got people like Sonny Jim and Eat Good. Like, there is a few. There is a few. We do make it now and then. We break through.
Mm. Why has hip-hop been so, like, healthy in Brum, do you reckon?
To be honest, it was not dead, but it went quiet for a long time, and then grime started popping up in Brum.
Old socks, wasn't it?
I think once grime popped up, I think a lot of older heads thought, you know what, like, nah, we ain't letting all these youths, like, we want to get back in it, like, take all the credit. So
that's hip hop though, right there, boy. Like, no, man,
they need a schooling. So you reckon, yeah, you blame grime for hip hop being so healthy? And so does that mean
people contribute
for the next controversial hip hop conversation? So does that mean that grime is not hip hop?
It's the same thing.
It's the same. It is the same thing.
And it's the same thing.
UK rap. It's just UK rap. Let's just call it UK rap. Dead all that.
I think it's the same thing. Like we're all human beings. That's what. Yeah. That's what he means.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like we're all human beings. So
all lives matter.
Yeah. I think there's
R&B lives matter.
Yeah. R&B. You know.
I think grime. Like when I think of grime, I think of it more as just a tempo. Like I don't see it as like a different genre. I just think. Someone says grime, I think, oh, 140 BPM. Like, I don't necessarily think, oh, that's a totally different genre. Like.
Nah, I wouldn't say a totally different genre. I'd say a different genre.
I think it's
genre.
A different mentality.
Yeah, different mentality. And I think a different genre in the fact that it's a different style of music. But in terms of it being rap, like everybody rapping, it's the same thing. So like you're saying, it's the same.
Yeah, man.
But then, like, you know...
stick together,
you
man.
Wouldn't hear Common... Mm-hmm. On a grime beat, you know what I mean? Like,
I'd love to. Though.
There's a difference. it'll be interesting. Yeah, but I think that's where you can draw. You can say, okay, this is why it should have its own name because it's there's a mentality in that, and then there's a mentality in this. But then it can cross over because it's of the same. Do you know what I mean?
I suppose it's who
you can have a mixed race
this
tune.
This is what I mean because to me, rap though is just anything. Rap is just speaking with rhyme and rhythm over music.
Speaking with. Just
speaking.
Cut her up for it afterwards.
Damn, I know. Gosh.
Yeah, that was like that, yeah.
If I don't make it home tonight, like, you know, put out the search.
Yeah, I think it's a tough one, man. But
but that's what I say. Hip hop is like a whole philosophy. Come on, back me up on this, Dabla, being our spokesperson of Buddhism. You know, hip hop is a philosophy.
I love
in
grime.
The same way as
I love jungle. I love hip hop. Yeah. I spit over anything. People can call me what they want. I just love UK rap. I like the stuff that we come with. Our exports are the best in the world. I think if we all bring ourselves together and collaborate more and try different tempos and different things and you know mix it up a little bit, be a bit more interesting, and then we won't hit the brick wall. You know what I mean?
You see?
I would agree.
Yes, you're feeling that. Yes, we're spreading this vibe of unity here on the show. So without further ado, let's play one more tune before we get into this week's open mic. We have three fire MCs with us today.
Yeah, let's make it a quick tune because boy, I can feel that right now. Fireworks, boy. It's gonna be fireworks.
So hold tight, it's Free Bar Radio, open mic up next.
Blame it on the music. The new Caitlyn Jenner tickle skinnier than toothpicks. Fusing 100 million to help you lose this mind that you're trying to get wet. What's the excuse? Women placed on the shelf like an ornament. And beauty was skin deep, but now it's fraudulent. Cause a mate to compete like it's a tournament. According to the media, we subordinate. And deaths are getting popular. If you're a foreigner, will you even make it past the barrel of an officer? Bankers spend our money and blame it on the immigrants. War refugees that are escaping. In a bigger threat, we fund all our money to the mainstream roots. Talk about guns and sell sex to the youths. The industry elite put young men in the booth that glamorize the breakdown of their cultural roots. This life that we're destined to lead. So what you get is what you believe. And every word that you hear that I speak is on the tip of my tongue. I'm just a figure of speech. This life that we're destined to lead. So what you get is what you believe. And every word that you hear that I speak is on the tip of my tongue. I'm just a figure of speech. Speak up, fam. Where do you stand? Is it time to be a boy or is it time to be a man? How do you feel about your life? Are you happy where you are? Do you dream about cash, a big house and a supercar? Lady, they got us in a mess. Trying to trick us into facelifts and double D breaths. See, I'm rich in love and I'm rich in health. I do not measure riches by material wealth. No sorry for myself or any card I've been dealt. I have to improve my looks to work on myself. Let's get our minds right and start with the inside. I don't wanna look back on my life in hindsight. Think, do I represent, supplement another human life? Even just 1% with the words I chant, with the words I craft. How does the hip hop I create touch your heart? This life that we're destined to lead. So what you get is what you believe. And every word that you hear that I speak is on the tip of my tongue. I'm just a figure of speech. This life that we're destined to lead. So what you get is what you believe. And every word that you hear that I speak is on the tip of my tongue. I'm just a figure of speech.
And that was Shady. Sorry, we have to cut that one short. Shady. That's brand new track from our girl. Figure of Speech is the name of the track. Definitely remember this Saturday, 23rd at Jazz Cafe, you can check out Ed OG, Artifacts, and Rex are going to be representing Thursday, 22nd. You've got Raza on JS1. They're going to be in town at Brooklyn Bowl. Tonight, Loki is rocking the garage. Trellick Tower this Saturday as well. You've got 30 Years of Graffiti. That's going to be ill. You've got a dope showcase of artists there, including Scam. You're going to have DJs. There's free food, free kids, graffiti workshops, and all that good stuff. You've got the DMCs happening this weekend featuring the Invisible Scratch Pickles.
Wow.
So definitely go down, check that out. Sunday, it all comes to a climax on Sunday with my friend Raekwon and Ghostface.
Yeah, you hear the word climax in there. That's the word emphasized in that whole part there, boy. If you hear the Raekwon drop, bro, it's like, yeah, there's some exciting climax was going on there. Anyway.
But first, what we're going to do, though, is get warmed up and into...
Number 12. We're getting into the open mic right about now, mother lovers. First beat is sent in by our brother, Iron Monkey. Shouts to Iron Monkey. And it's only right, Year of the Monkey. Yeah. Got a couple other monkeys over here. This is just a whole ape. This is like Planet of the Apes going on right about now.
It's gorilla.
Gorilla.
Preferably gorilla.
Yeah. That's right. Plain and simple. You're setting it off, right?
Yeah, boy.
Okay, so this is the cypher right here. Open mic on Free Bar Radio. Plain and simple. What are you saying, bro?
I'm good, bro. You good? We ready for this, bro. Yeah?
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Shout out. Dabla.
Delta Lima.
I was trying to remember that in my head then.
We know.
Hey, yo. Plain and simple. Free Bar Radio. Look. I'm so sick of this. People show no love to lyricists and think that this singular syllable shit is killing it. It's haphazard. All these cat in a hat rappers making the essence of hip-hop start diminishing. So will you silly pricks stop it, please? Stop calling yourself rappers when you can't even rap on a beat. And claim you're freestyling as you're reading off your sheet with your gun fingers thinking that your team a proper G. You're not a rapper, mate, or even have a rapper's pace. And put the pad away before I throw it in a rapper's face. Cause every track you make sounds exactly the same. And why is it that every rapper that spits attempts to make a verse like this, attempting to diss? You can't think you could battle with a bar smith and win. Regardless, you need to respect the craft instead of trying to sabotage this art. Motherfuckers, let's start shit.
Paranoid, delusional, schizophrenic. Start a pistol at the roof of the mouth, about to end it on a Tuesday. Mix the acid with a dash of Desmond and learn more than I could ever from some dodgy reverend. When I emerge, have the floor swept and the urns out. Took a purge on the doorstep in your bird's house. Don't ever fucking try and judge me without doing a day's graph in your life properly. Without finishing one thing that you tried properly. I ain't even started with making you sick and tired of me. Get used to my bad breath and count your blessings over what little you have left. Stop marveling over the middle of my verse and start putting in the work and your style and your sad rep, your peen. Last seen flying in the Lotus with a semi and a Remy and a pair of white loafers.
Laser Lima, levels above the limit. My G begins in the genius, your G begins as a gimmick. Like dreaming of the zone when I've been already up in it. Like juice from a juicy coochie that calls you to last the minute of a man. Man in need of a minute to bin a bag of that bullshit that you were label as lyrics. You were label as finished when really they barely started. You think you're spitting the shit when the truth is you're barely farting. Listen, far from the point of laughing. Polysyllabic dealer who's ready to bring the bars in, ready to bring the art in. Passion for painting pictures, my pictures displaying passion is sharper than barber's clippers. Definition of sickness, I'm a bowler with a boner. I'm fucked up like Lonely Christmas. Your lines are never ready, never worth one. Snort and you wonder why your product keeps on coming up. Sure.
Smoke some shit that had me thinking, damn. The opposite of all that stuff you see on Instagram. Put off my fucking food. Now I'm skipping dessert while I'm switching dinner plans. Took a dip in the forest and nearly pooed myself. You stick your dick in a goddess, you need to prove yourself. Another sip, nearly sick in an orange Sainsbury's bag. Still I held it in with a grin and spotted my future self. Big, that's how it feels to peel an extra layer. Creme brulee, the gentle sprayer, the deadly player. Great purveyor, my flavour straight from the Himalaya. Shijaya, put your hands in the motherfucking air. And bust away for the ones who've forgotten how to dance. Crack a smile in the face, that's some
shattered powdered glass. They continue to talk out of their arse while I be living like a mouse in a house in the south of France.
Plates will fly winning in rain when I'm fly fishing or sailing in high wizards. I'm trained to define physics insane. I'm a rhyme wizard. Ooh. In pain as my side splitting. It's funny how these fuckers think they could write lyrics because their name's something done with a dot or a hyphen in it. Well, fuck your adolescence. I'm a manic depressive, but antidepressants aren't as fast and effective as stabbing my exes using Hannibal Lecter's cannibal methods. Hang on a second, that's bang off the subject. Murdering the beat, I'd be the number one suspect. Come on, bro, what's next? Underdog? Fuck yes. Am I the kind of guy to jump on the mic and disrupt sets? If I'm on point, at the wrong point, MCs get smoked in multiples like a cross joint. Battlers get spun without hot point on the level, but I'll be the top boy. Not exactly a stereotypical rapper from my appearance, dress, sense, of physical stature, but I drop bombs on beat, a lyrical hazard endangering criminals after making examples of rappers.
Yeah. Bust a little sign she can skank to, stank proof, strapping that colossal size thank zoo. Staring at a blank screen, trying to keep my hands clean, catch me in the Japanese wank booth. Yamming and champagne, Mexicana on a penny farthing, laughing at happily ever after. Popping some bottles, some Bratislava on a penny farthing, laughing at happily ever after.
Check it, puzzle pieces, wading through pools of pieces. I'm finding a way to fit in is a paradox with no meaning. Sometimes I have to wonder like which direction I'm leaning. Part of the brightest of lights or the residence of the demons. Sometimes I'm in the middle of purgatory, I'm seated, seeking for the remission of apparitions defeated. It's a work in progress, no less than the reason being. I'm seeking the path of process, cause deep down I'm needing healing. Everybody in need is seeking the deeper meaning. With all of this global conflict, when all we seek is the being. Some believe it's internal, others think it's all seeing. I think it's a little of both, but it's personal to the being. Which perspective is seeing? Polyperceptive vision, looking through eyes of many, each singular in their mission. Whether standing or we're seated, like each perspective is different. We all must stand up united and unified in our difference.
Yes.
Jeez, man, Delta Lima right
there. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Hey,
you nailed it. You just said
you
it.
You are locked into FUBAR Radio. This is the hip hop show. DJ Sarah Log alongside myself, Mike Stiggy. All you MCs out there, if you want to get on here just like these guys, make sure you hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, with open mic in the subject matter.
Now!
We're switching up the beat right about now. Sarah, you might need to turn up the beat there. I'm not sure. Can you hear the beat live?
Yeah, man.
This next Senator
beat
Kelly.
Is sent in by Senator Kelly. We're going to switch it up and carry on the open mic. What's going on?
Okay. Blah, blah. Truly amazing the way you put it down. It's like I started the fire, forgot to put it out. Put it on them and put it in them and put it out. They keep on pushing and pulling, but never pull the crowd. Continually we spinning it like a bullet round. Funny how we go, we're running around and ducking out. Looking at me funny with eyeballs, I'm popping out. What you want about? Happy general, making me want to flip. I don't give a shit, sipping on sipping in the whip. Looking like a villain and living out of a bag. I'll be down if I'm going to be buried without shit. See the way they lap it up, loving up everything I've been doing. It's what I'm doing, I do it, do what I feel. Plus I got them gushing and rushing over to see that we're killing to keep it 100% and it's all real. So I don't want to sound like a prick, but I don't want to hear no excuses. I ain't even want to hear the word can't right now. I just want to wild out to the music. I'm just trying to zone out right here, but you keep pulling me back like a nuisance. And this shit, fuck up the dance. Can't tell me that it ain't stupid.
He ain't stupid. This is how we do this. Ayo, Dabla, look, plain and simple. Even though I'm plain, I'm puzzling. Leave man's wondering just like Stevie. If it's that easy to beat me, come on then. Show me what you're smoking, cause everyone's wanting it. Start puffing it and thinking that you're running it. When all you ever do is sit a bitch about the politics and money, but you're ready to admit that you weren't wanting it. Split's all gone, you're bad man, that's gone with it. Please, just give me some space. I need some room to breathe. I'm chilling here with my Sticky and Sarah Love, Delta Lima, and Dabla on the show. We're going in, flowing with this sick, and you know, going in explosive. Everybody knows flowing with jumping on the ring and killing it quicker than they could go in. Wait, I don't tell them nothing, cause if I did, that would be selfish. I keep all of this shit to myself, then pass it over to Delta.
Yo,
my content comes hard like carbon under maximum pressure. I'm the word selector, bring it, come on, swing it. Some my bars come and be like an American slam or fast like a New York second. What do you reckon with punchlines coming consistent like blows from all six series of the games of Tekken? Bloodline rebellion, my flow so cold I consider it quite
quite Machiavellian. Your ego self-esteem is completely irrelevant. My flow so eloquent, and I woo one sons like I was a one sun burn. I leave your blue black like I was Ike Turner. My lines need an absence of light. I leave your punch drunk like absinthe at night. I leave your inside with an absence of fire. My phone.
Gotta get it on smash every single minute of the day. Anyhow, anyway, do you want it? I'm on it. I got a dash in a flash when I pull up in a car. That's crash. Satellite man and a match with a brand new batch and a brand new bag and a brand new chick and a brand new pad. That brand new shit, I put it down. You slag. I've had enough of the talk. Everybody's running when they can't even walk. So I walk in a place with a smile on my face and a wild out with a drink I ain't even bought. And you can say that to the piggy. Why go on office? I everything jiggy. Fancy a ciggy? Course not, cause you want a job and you ain't clocked off. No biggie. But don't get it back to the front, cause I will say, bitch, motherfucker, rank cunt. Not just on record, but in front of my mum. And I do that till I turn 101. Or maybe 102. Steps in the game, that's under my shoe. Can't say anything's changed. I'm the same old prick that I was 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Are we really heading into Armageddon? Seems like that's where they shove it down our throats. Our future, let's make it our own. What you reckon? I was always told life was hard. Buy a big house and drive a nice car. In school, ask me what I want to be back then. I would have said the first boy on Mars. All I want to do is get lean with my team. If you know what I mean, say yeah. Yeah. Man, I drink, man, I puff, man, I can't get enough. And I couldn't give a fuck like yeah. Yeah. All I really want to do is make moves with my crew. If you know how we do, go yeah. Yeah. Don't care what they say, ain't gonna run away. I'm on the grind all day like aye, aye, aye.
Oh,
hey,
big Dabla. Absolutely ripped it. That was the sounds of Dabla. Plain and simple. Delta Lima representing on the FUBAR open mic. Thank you so much, guys. What are the links? Quickly roll us through Dabla. How can
Big
people
Dabla
find you?
All over the place. Big Dabla. Insta, Facebook, Big Dabla. Come
D-A-B-B-L-A.
And see me.
D-A-B-B-L-A.
Delta, yes. How can people track you down?
At underscore Sir Delta Lima on Twitter and at Sir underscore on. So
yeah,
sir,
you're gonna have to sort it out.
We'll tweet you.
Sir underscore Delta underscore Lima on Instagram. Sorry, my bad.
I typed in Delta Lima. I found
you. You lot, just make sure you check the
FUBAR
Twitter because we'll make sure we tweet.
Plain and simple.
At Plain and Simple 6 on Twitter, Facebook, Plain and Simple Rap, or type in Plainsville, straight out of Plainsville.
Yeah. Lovely. Thank you all for coming through.
Shout out to Senator Kelly on that last beat as well, man. That was fire.
And I Am Monkey on the previous beat as well. Thank you all so much, guys, for coming through. It's absolutely lovely to have you here. Thank you to you guys for tuning in. The show is all about you, so make sure you hit up foodbarradio.com/hiphop and you can listen back to all our past shows with some amazing guests. Next week, we have a special surprise in store for you, plus another massive open mic. And up next is Badge of Friendship, but me and Mice are going to leave you with the message of the day, courtesy of Rick James.
You're damn right.
Unity, brother, sister, there's got to be dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.